This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
There are laws against this.
Bougie.
I kind of got tingly.
Dieter.
Kiss this, bitch.
Charlie.
I'm smarter than you, for sure.
And Jeffrey.
Please.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Thursday, August 10th, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. You can give us a call at that number. You can also text us there. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way to get a hold of us is just to pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll get to your email here in just a moment. Snitz, is one of our lights broken in here?
Yeah, I try to get it. It's like real touchy. Like you could barely touch it and it comes on. But then it looks like it's off. Some reason.
Yeah, it was off when I came in here. I don't know what's going on with this thing.
We might have a replacement in the other office. I'll check during the break.
All right. Let's see here. 9038 was just wondering if Jeffrey took his kids to get the HPV shot. He said as soon as we got back from our trip, he was going to take his kids in to have HPV vaccinations.
Right. That day he comes back?
Probably, I'm guessing. Probably went straight from, here. I think we got home at 4 or 5 o'clock. Probably made an appointment for just pick up the kids and take them straight there that day.
Oh, of course.
I would guess, right?
Only females can get that shot, right?
No, I guess now males can get that, too.
Who knew?
I didn't know that either.
Can I get that now?
Now?
Too late. Once you have sex or you're exposed to this, they can't vaccinate you anymore. So you're out of luck. F. Doogie writes, every day Doogie finds a new way to annoy me. Today's instance was when she was talking about Glenn Campbell dying. She said, he was only 81 years old. Only 81. Does she not realize that's old and a normal age to die? Or is it that she's so old herself, this seems young?
81's a good age to go.
Yeah, I mean, 81.
Oh, God, I would pray to be 81 to make it to my 80s.
What's the natural lifespan?
So why would you say you would pray to make it to your 80s, but now you're saying he was only 81?
No, he was, because in my situation, I calculate the older you get, the more you calculate. Okay, when I'm this age, my kid will be that age. Like, so you kind of work that through. But 81 is, God bless him. It's a young age. My mom's young. My mom's in her 80s. That's young.
Jason Y. writes, I graduated high school in 1987, the same year as Snitzer. It's our video guy. I clearly remember having those air raid drills in elementary school where we had to hide under desks. Snitzer is full of crap. Nice try, Graham.
Because you're an idiot!
I told you, Snitzer.
No, that was in the 50s. Duck and cover was in the 50s.
I didn't do that
either. We had tornado drills. Yes, those things. That is not a nuclear thing.
That's not true.
It's totally true. You weren't even alive then, dumbass.
I was born in 87, dumbass.
Yeah, so?
They told you that it was a tornado drill. It was really a nuclear know.
I lived in Kansas
and Missouri. We're doing tornado drills.
Nah, they didn't want to scare the kids. So they go, tornado drills. They didn't want to say you're going to be incinerated in a nuclear explosion. So that was their cover, Snitz.
No, the Cold War lasted for a while, dude.
Yeah, the Cold War. No, Duck and Cover was the 50s. It was a little turtle cartoon. It was the 50s, not the late 60s when I was born. And I didn't go to school till the 70s, so...
My parents were born in the early 60s and had to do this Duck and Cover stuff.
Yeah. Early 60s, when Kennedy was around, we had the Cuban Missile Crisis,
It was the 50s, now it's the 60s, and then it'll be, oh, it was the early 70s. No,
he's so offended by this, but I have people calling
in saying... You weren't alive then. You don't know what I went through. I did not do Duck and Cover for... nuclear stuff. We did stuff for tornadoes and that kind of stuff.
I have to back him. I'm on Anthony's side because we did not do that either. So, and I think I'm just a year younger than him. So, we did not do that.
But everybody did tornadoes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
You open the windows, you put your head between your knees.
Did you open the windows?
Yes. Tornado open the windows. Fire, you close the windows.
Yeah, well, not anymore. You don't open the windows for a tornado.
Yeah.
It used to be the thing, though.
Right.
And then, open all the windows up.
What happened was people, well, there was some theory that they had the pressure in the building or something like that. And then what would happen is a tornado would be coming and they'd go, oh my God, we have to open the windows. And they'd go run to the windows and the windows would blast out and they'd have shattered glass in their face. And they were having far more injuries from people trying to open the windows and it had pretty much zero effect on it.
Well, the rumor was one kid opened a window around here and the tornado sucked him out.
Oh, wow. Really?
That's
I didn't know. It was the next town over.
Oh,
I heard
one
about
of those
it.
Stories. Yeah. I think I was in my daughter's school when they did a tornado warning. Or maybe both for the tornado warning and one of those, there's an active situation drill. Where they warn
well, they
the
have
kids.
That now. We never had those lockdown things.
Sure, yeah, lockdown. And I think for the tornado drill, I think they all were in the hall, the main hub of the school, with their heads between their knees and stuff. Is that what they do these days? I forget if
yeah,
that's
for tornado?
The...
Same thing we did. Get down on your knees and put your head.
I thought I went
no,
under
that's
a
earthquake.
Desk.
No, earthquake's under a desk. Tornado, everybody gets to the lowest point of the school and lines the ground with their head between their knees.
I don't remember.
Oh, I thought we went under a desk.
That's earthquake.
That's earthquake.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we just went to our basement and all just stood up in a line.
Oh, that's dumb.
Huh.
Don't you get down?
Yeah, we went into the hallway and then locked our hands behind our head.
Yeah, right.
Like down.
That's what I'm saying.
Knees.
That's what I think they did, too. God, I'm glad we all know what the hell to do in any kind of emergency.
We're all doing
right?
Something different.
Yeah. What do you do? That sucks.
Kevin writes, I heard you talking about coming to Louisville. I'm one of the three people who listen on the HD2 channel that carries you. Louisville loves you. The HD2 radio station is hilarious. The only commercials they play are for strip clubs and used car dealers. It's right up JLR's alley. Please come here. Jeffrey will be right
Whatever.
At home. Yeah, it was just, I just had a meeting with the head honchos yesterday. Louisville didn't come up. I feel as if we were ripped off there.
Did you ask them? Why didn't you ask them about
it doesn't get anywhere. Trust me.
Okay. Are they bringing up new cities and they didn't bring up that one?
Oh, they brought up new cities.
But not that.
But not anytime
we're number
soon.
One.
Like...
Yeah, not the one where we were yeah. number one.
Right, right. Makes sense.
Katie writes, I listen from Louisville.
Oh.
We still hear you on the HD2 channel. Well, thank you, Katie. That's two people listening. Two of the supposed three. Ken writes, socialblade.com, whatever the hell that is, has Jeffrey's son's channel listed as making between $13 and $202 per month, his YouTube channel. Approximately $2,400 a year based on his 1,000 plus uploads and 900,000 views.
Huh.
Question. Is Jeffrey getting paid for his son's videos? Does it trickle down to Tomas Sharon's pocket? And does he even know he should be getting paid? That's a great question.
He would have to turn on AdSense to allow advertisers to advertise on his videos.
So he probably has not done that?
I would assume, no.
Okay.
He should, he should
make
do that.
Yearly earnings at $2,300, and they give you a grade of how good the website is. What do you think his grade is?
B plus.
A little lower.
B minus?
A little lower.
C.
A little higher.
Oh.
C plus.
C plus.
All right.
That's good.
It's not bad.
That's great.
Brandy writes, Dear Rover, I was Team Nads all the way until he had this skateboarding accident. He contributes to the show by adding additional comments and topics, and the show seemed to flow very nicely. He has been so worried about losing his job, he took only a few days off from work, but came back in way before he should have. He's 30 years old. Shouldn't he be old enough to know better by now? He didn't even want to go to the hospital after experiencing major issues. Now that he's back again, why not man up and talk to you about taking at least a full 1 to 2 weeks off? Instead, he's like a lost, clingy puppy dog coming back to work. Hopefully he doesn't pee on the rug. Here we go, 2 weeks without talking about his accident. Let's move on.
He knows he's an idiot.
Sure. I absolutely was an idiot for coming back last week. I thought I did well yesterday. I talked to Doogie after the show to let her know exactly how I felt. To be honest, I was a little overwhelmed by the lights and everything and the commotion and listening in and trying to contribute as much as I could. I thought I did well. I thought I progressed as the show went on. We're taking it day by day. I feel great today. So I'm just going to keep on trucking. I appreciate the support from people, but I'm happy to be back.
Support like that, how could you fail?
Let's move on.
No, I love this job. I love coming in here. So, I mean, it's really hard to try to keep me out of here, even, you know, at the risk of my own health. I thought I did every precaution I could this weekend, and I feel a lot better now.
Yeah. Who knew? Just picking up the phone, hold please, could be so dangerous.
How bad was his life before?
Jesus.
It's not that. I mean, it's everything else, guys.
Yeah. We know. We've been there.
Jeffrey is trash.
Oh.
According to this guy. Thank God. Your airplane trivia was obviously rigged because I can't take seeing ungrateful Jeffrey get another handout, especially after he ripped you off with the Toys R Us gift card scheme. No more handouts for this leech.
I don't know what they're talking about.
I don't know why he thinks it was rigged.
Yeah, I've always been an airplane buff my entire life. I never like to brag about it. I hate people that brag about being airplane buffs. Uh-huh.
Which actually is a testament to Charlie and his relationship with Jeffrey, because he just allowed Jeffrey to be the airplane buff for years.
Yeah.
When it was obvious that Charlie had...
I wanted to give the guy a win for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was the airplane expert when secretly I was myself, but I just didn't brag about it.
You must have had to really bite your tongue when Jeffrey would give bad information on aeronautics.
Exactly, and I just let him get away with it.
Yeah.
So he'd feel good.
Alan writes... Everybody knows Rover and Charlie set Jeffrey up to fail the contest. I think it's terrible how you guys think it's funny to see Jeffrey depressed. All of you should feel ashamed. So now that you have taken everything away from him, what's next? I don't know what this guy's talking about, but Jeffrey was on top of the world. He was the wrestling expert. He was the karaoke master. He was the motorboat maestro.
The airplane a-hole.
And Brian writes, wow. Charlie really exposed his true colors today by taking away Jeffrey's gift from Rover. Jeffrey lit up upon receiving it, and Charlie got his rocks off by taking it away. Charlie really should give up his man card. Obviously, he's trying to gain status by throwing his colleagues under the bus. Example, he told everyone about Dieter's thrills, told us of Dumb's final days. He argues with Rover, and uses the 3 hours to make Jeffrey the butt end of all of his segments, especially during the midnight bus filming. If I were Jeffrey, I would get sick of him real quick, and no wonder he gets quiet. At least he is man enough to not argue with the nonsense Charlie likes to sling out. I hope Charlie enjoys his gift to himself without benefit of any cameras. By the way, Charlie wears the same clothes all the time, and a pocket protector would fit him well. Don't ever trust this loser.
80s nerd joke. That's a solid one.
A little funny.
I don't understand what the guy was talking about. What's his complaint?
Can you reread that?
Yeah, I just don't, I'm exposing Dieter's thrills. What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
I don't know.
So good one. All right, thank you.
So are you taking the flight lesson?
Yeah, of course. I bought it, and then Rover was giving it to Jeffrey.
We bought it.
Okay, we bought it. And I'll just bring my own cameras. If nobody's going to film it, I'll bring my own cameras. I can set that up.
Nance just looked at me and shook his head like this.
Well,
damn,
I'm sorry.
Guy.
He was going to give it to Jeffrey.
I don't have to give it back to Charlie.
No, I want it.
I'm going to call the flight school and tell them that.
Why would you do
they
that?
They need to call 911 if Chocolate Charlie shows up looking
call
for
a bomb
I'll
threat.
I'll just call and get my money back.
Uh-huh. Too late. You can't refund it.
You can't?
A year later?
Yeah. You're going to try to go use it a year later.
Hey.
Huh?
When you have credit, that credit is good forever, but how are you going to get a refund? You ever try taking a shirt back or a pair of jeans after you've had it for 3 years? What are they?
No, because that'd be strange. Why would I take 3-year-old jeans back?
Why would
you've
you,
done that?
Why would you take back a 1-year-old flying
Because you're
lesson?
Trying to steal it from me. That's why.
No. I was going to give it to Jeffrey, but
I won it.
I changed my mind. Is only offer only applied to Jeffrey. $29.93 writes, you feel like you got screwed in Louisville? Think of all of us that lost the radio station. It's the only rock station there. Now radio here sucks. And 1016 says, I listen in Louisville with my HD radio. So that's three. Those are the three people. We're up to three.
Thank you.
In fact, if they did ratings there, we would be, with those three people, we would be in 4,000th place. All right, Doogie.
Yo.
We are going to have to get to the shizzy in just a few minutes. The news. What do you have on the way?
I want to see this. This is the... Anthony Scaramucci interview. Who got Scaramucci, the Mooch? And what will he say? I'm going to tell you.
I'm really not that interested.
Oh, I love it.
No, I mean.
What?
How could you not want to hear Mooch, what he's going to say?
No, the Mooch was only there for a week.
Oh, but it was great. It was good.
He didn't infect your heart?
Oh.
No.
He lost his wife. He missed the birth of his child. He gave up he sold his company.
That is great that he
sold his company.
He sold his company, and then his wife was giving birth, and he goes, nah, I have a meeting in the Oval Office. I can't go to the birth of my son.
Can't leave Trump.
Right.
And then the emails.
6 days later, fired. I love it.
Speculation that he's banging a Fox News person.
Oh, the hot one.
Oh,
the
really?
Hot chick. Oh, have you seen her?
Which one?
They were looking at apartments.
The one that was supposed to take over for Sean Spicer, the rumor she was going to take over. What was
black
that?
Hair.
The brunette.
Which one was that? That wasn't...
She was sexy.
Oh, who not was Huckabee. That?
No. God, no, she's way hotter.
Googly eye. I can't look at this. This nice. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, is that what her name is?
Yeah. Yes.
She looks like... You ever go to... I've been to Asia. You walk through the streets there, through the little markets, and they have, like, fish just laying there, just with their eyeball.
She doesn't look like that. Uh-huh.
Was it this lady, the darker?
Yes.
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't she in the news for something else?
She was supposed to take over for Sean Spicer. That was the
Oh, that's
rumor.
Right, yeah.
They were going to get rid of her and bring her in.
She had something going on, too, a couple of years ago.
Was she with somebody?
Yeah, she was with someone, and they split up or got a divorce or something. Something was going on with her. But where was the mooch photographed with her right there? You had it up on RMGTV Snitz, and he has his arm around her. It's like it's some sort of
there's a whole event. Little, there's a little scandal with that. I'll pull up this story.
All right. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to the shizzy, the news, right after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
When they're not funny.
If you guys, all you guys, since you guys make so do so much, so it's explode and it maybe commit biological warfare. Maybe you know. Okay, Charlie, I get the idea. Joke didn't work, so
it's still pretty damn funny.
Try to crack a joke here.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
The Mooch, Anthony Scaramucci, is going to be appearing on TV. Who is he going to talk to? When will we be able to hear from him? I'll tell you the story next.
We will get to that in just a moment. Anyone getting nervous about North Korea? They ratcheting up the rhetoric there?
Yes.
Did you see Trump's tweets?
This morning?
Well, yesterday morning.
Yes, we talked about that.
What did he say?
When he said his first order in the United States president's office was to revamp the nuclear systems and a direct threat at North Korea. But then he said, hopefully we won't have to use them.
Well, he said to North Korea, don't make any more threats.
Yeah.
Well, they just came back with another threat. He's like, if you'd make one more threat, it's on.
Fine, we'll just bomb Guam. Okay.
Well, now there's another threat that North Korea made.
All right, you want to do this? All right.
Let's do it.
I don't think we revamped anything. I don't think our nuclear arsenal has changed one bit over the past 6 months. How would it?
Well, slowly it is. And they really can't tell you too much, Rover. It's national security.
Well, they would have to. Congress would have to approve funds for that. They're the same as they were. They're the same today as they were 6 months ago. I promise you that.
But all you need to know is we have them.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
We've used them.
And Trump's just lying again. He's just such a liar.
What's he lying? That he'll use them?
Did he revamp the whole system?
Did he say that? That's his words?
That's what Nad said, and you know how accurate that is. Head injury boy in
exactly.
there.
Exactly. He's on top of things.
Yep, he quotes everything directly.
He didn't even know that we talked about Trump yesterday. He said, you see Trump's tweets?
I did. Yeah. I was bringing that back up for people that may have not heard the show yesterday.
I actually heard Nad's talking yesterday. He was asking me who I was going to vote for, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
You still on that Bernie train?
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
We'll talk North Korea, but first, 40 years ago today. Today is Thursday, August 10th, 2017. What happened 40 years ago in 1977?
1977, August 10th, 1977.
In New York, a lot of people nervous.
A lot of people were nervous?
Yes, because there was something happening. But this person was caught.
The Son of Sam.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
David Berkowitz.
Is this the dog guy?
Yeah, I think the dog told him to kill people, I believe, is what he said. Yeah.
Yes, he shot 6 people to death.
Yeah, you'd just be sitting in your car and this guy would come up and shoot you to death.
Yep.
You know how they caught him, Dieter?
No.
Parking ticket.
Really?
Yeah. He, I forget the specifics, but, oh man, what was it? They, I think he was, what did he do? You'd have to look that up. That's how they got him, parking ticket, though. I think he parked somewhere and killed people and then he got a parking ticket. And they somehow tracked him through that.
Wow. Well, I think he might have got a couple parking tickets because he kept parking. And they eventually were able to track it down. What car had a bunch of parking tickets in these different areas? And they'd go around to the different areas where the murders happen, I think. And they were able to link it together and go, oh, that's interesting. This guy keeps parking his car every night when the murder happens.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's before computers were, you know, some
some guy had to go through each pile.
Some chick was sitting there going through piles. Think of how many parking tickets are written in New York.
So
13 people shot in all. So you would creep up on these women. 13 people.
Men and women. Yeah. Just women.
And then he would taunt police with the letters. He's still in jail. He's still alive.
Oh, he is? He's still alive.
I thought, he's in his 60s right now. All right, let's get a little North Korea news out there. So North Korean military, they're awaiting orders to unleash 4 missiles at military bases near Guam. And if you remember yesterday, the president said, hey, no more. We're not messing around. Fast and furious, or that's
and power.
Fire, fury, and power. Yes. So he made the threat. If you keep this up, we're going to come after you. They're both like threatening each other. Well, North Korea goes, okay, well, you got till the middle of August. We're going to put something together. Just so you know, we're going to attack Guam. Middle of August.
Dumb? They're going to tell us when they're actually going to do it?
That's next week.
That's what I'm saying. This guy has a history of doing this. I would love it if he did attack. Just drop one bomb.
You would love it if he attacked.
See what happens.
Well, hundreds of thousands of people will die, but you're cool with that.
No, I want him to hit the missile that it's launched. We'll intercept it. Nobody gets killed on our side. Then we unleash fire, Rover.
That's
fury and power.
Even if we did that, we could start bombing them. They let off all that artillery.
We block it.
You can't block that.
Rover, you know a blanket bomb?
I don't know a blanket bomb.
You shoot up a blanket and it protects everything below it. So it would stop an atomic bomb. We have it.
Are you insane?
No, it's true. Look it up.
Theater's convinced that our anti-missile technology will work.
We've tested it, Rover. It's taken down. We've tested missiles over the Pacific and is able to intercept them. That gives me all the confidence in the world.
Well, who launched the missiles?
We did.
Oh, so we shot down our own missiles. Okay.
And ours are more accurate than theirs are.
Uh-huh. Well, I would not be so confident. Would you like to, let's say that a nuclear missile is heading your way. Let's say you're in, Anchorage, Alaska. I'll fly you to Anchorage. We'll let them shoot off a nuclear missile.
Okay.
And you hope that we're able to shoot it down. You'd be willing to stand there in Anchorage?
With the confidence of our country, yes.
Okay, all right. I wouldn't be so confident with that. The anti-missile technology, it's just not, talk to people in the military, it's not real reliable. We don't have an effective anti-missile capability to defend against these things. First of all, you have to get them in the first 60 seconds of launch. It's not like you can get them on their way back. I mean, these missiles, they go into space, Dieter.
Re-enter. So first of all, they're even going to be able to re-enter here without being destroyed, exploding. They don't know if they can. Second of all, if they do, and they're intercepted.
Well, no, the key to interception is that it's at launch, not upon re-entry where it's going, however, 2,000 miles per hour or whatever the hell it's going. That's why. Also because a nuclear warhead splits off into, it's not just one, it actually deploys in air and multiple warheads fall down. So you're going to get all those?
Blanket bomb.
Oh, blanket bomb. Okay. All right.
Meanwhile, the South Korean authorities, they're urging their neighbors, yo, knock it off. Like, seriously, let's try to all work together and let's work this out so there are no bombs going off from anybody. So, not sure what'll happen with that. This is a story out of Wisconsin. The state fair is happening. It opened last Thursday and it runs until August 13th. So, when you go to the fair, you don't really expect to see sex. Two people having sex, in fact. That's what was happening at the state fair. This man and woman, they were caught in the throes of passion near a concession stand, and they were being filmed. So they even at one point...
Oh, my
point,
God. Here's a guy waving at the camera.
Yeah, he's waving. He knows he's being filmed. They didn't care. They were having fun. And sure enough, they were arrested. Identified as Desiree Anderson and Robert Beasley in their 20s, they were taken into custody. And the case has been referred to the Milwaukee County District's Office for potential criminal charges.
Who would... Well, first of all, how did someone come across them? They were in a concession stand. Were they workers there?
No, I think the bleachers. They were near.
Oh, in the
yeah.
Oh,
okay. So there was some seats by the concession stand.
You have a news story, and they talk and they show the scene of the crime.
They talk
to a family that's just sitting right where the people are having sex, and then.
I'm going to the fair this weekend. I'm going to look to see if anyone's having sex.
This happens more often than you think. There was just a story that people were on a Ferris wheel. I don't remember if you remember that. That was a year ago where he got caught cheating on his wife.
On a Ferris wheel?
Yeah, on the Ferris wheel.
Let me see if I can pull up this news story. We're having some issues with our thing. I manually moved over some of the videos. But Charlie puts in video every day into a specific folder. And it's not doing what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to move this video around and rename it and put it into my system, and it's not doing it. Let's see here. Here it is, Wisconsin State Fair.
Inside State Fair Park's Coliseum, you're bound to be entertained by the animals on display.
You know, we're here for a horse show or a dog show, not to make babies.
But over the weekend, it was this couple in the stands putting on a show of their own. Video and photos of a man and woman having sex on these bleachers were quickly shared on social media.
I wouldn't think you'd see something like that here. This is for families. Not that.
Dawn Major and her son had no idea they were sitting in the same spot where the couple was caught in the act.
There's place for that. Go home.
They switched seats right after our interview. At one point, with his bare buttocks exposed.
Oh, and he's like waving, like, hey, what's up? I'm on TV. All right.
The man is seen waving at the person recording him. The spokeswoman for State Fair declined to speak with us on camera, but in a statement, she tells Fox 6 the incident is appalling and inexcusable, and goes on to say a thorough investigation was conducted and the video was removed.
That's great.
Who goes to a fair that this is weird? It's like a what are they doing in this fair? Like that's not how I imagine a state fair.
What do you mean? There's like a horse show.
When we go, they
like
have
a
big
one
barns.
Thing inside of there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. So we
it's
go
just
every
animals,
year. Yeah,
a they couple have, rides.
Yeah, but they have
it is
oh, it is.
No, they
yeah,
have.
Just walking through, you can smell the animal dung.
Last time I went to the fair, like a fair like that, it rained and we all had to hide in the pig area and the goat area, and you had to just sit there with the pigs and goats
it's
waiting
great.
For it to. Yeah, it was fun.
How was
oh,
the
I love
smell
it.
Of that?
Yeah, exactly how you think.
Yeah,
a bunch of pig and goat poop.
I don't think you can drink at those either.
I think
some
they have
of them
beer.
You can.
The one I went to. Last time, no drink. No, they didn't sell any beer whatsoever.
Yeah, really?
You have to sneak it in. Someone with the name. If they call it a fair, you can't drink at it.
Oh, I don't know.
That's not true.
Yeah, there's something
absolutely
there.
Not true.
Okay.
We just had a fair in my hometown where they have a beer garden.
Is it actually called fair, though? Is it in the name?
It's Oxrose Fair.
Well, maybe that one is, but I'm saying there's some kind of rule.
If it's like a county fair, maybe?
Yeah, something.
No, well, I don't know.
I've been to plenty, Rover, you can't drink. We have to sneak it in.
Okay, if that's like in a county that maybe is a dry county or something, but there's no rule that says you can't drink at a fair. There's no law. You think that's
how they make their money?
They have pop and cotton candy and all this other crap, but once a family and all that stuff, I'm telling you.
Well, you're more than welcome to come with me if you'd like to go. I'm taking Gianna.
Go
to the fair.
We go every year. It's on our bucket list.
Go all day.
Shut up. In New York City.
You have a bucket list. Your kid's 7 years old.
It's a summer bucket list.
Before Doogie dies.
Shut up.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You better get cranking then.
Oh, it's a summer bucket list. In New York City, there was a foul odor coming out of an apartment, and it led to a gruesome discovery. Police said building workers had to investigate this smell. It was at Washington Irving House in Gramercy Park. And when they found the smell, they got into the apartment. It was a 94-year-old woman and her 70-year-old daughter dead in their 10th floor unit. The two women were found in the bedroom, and they said that they were both face down. The mother was naked while the daughter was discovered in just her underwear. They were believed to have been dead for at least 2 weeks. An official said that they both had suffered from some health problems, but they didn't really know how they died, so they scheduled an autopsy, and they're waiting for results.
Drew, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much. I just was wondering, for Dieter, do you believe that the government can shoot rockets out of midair while they're traveling to deliver a payload, but you don't believe that a computer can call balls or strikes?
No, I just don't like it. The balls and strikes, I get it. That's in a box. I get that. But I'm talking about the other things like sliding the home plate, and I just don't like the robots taking over. You like that?
I don't know if I agree with it, but I sure don't want to depend on them to save hundreds of thousands of lives.
It's better than nothing. We think we're just going to let them shoot the bomb at us? We have the technology.
By the way, well, no. I mean, have we ever shot down a missile? Yes, but out of those number of tests, like five tests, four of them failed. One of them works, Dieter. Like, I wouldn't trust that.
But then, don't you think they did the four before and they didn't work? And then once the fifth one did work,
they figured it all out.
We got it. Let's move on.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And Rover, you don't have to just shoot one interceptor. Yeah. Can't you shoot five interceptors? So you have multiple chances of hitting this missile.
Let's see. I'm looking at an intercontinental ballistic missile. The payload velocity is 6 to 7 kilometers per second.
Okay.
Per second.
It's fast?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty fast. But you really have to get that at launch, really. Yeah, once it's up and it's going and it's doing its thing,
it's going to take, what, 20, 25 minutes to get here if they launch something? That's a lot of time to do something. That's what I'm thinking. You don't have to get it at over there.
Have to get it over there. That's when they launch the missile, that's when you shoot it down. It's at its slowest. It's going straight up. It hasn't reached space yet. Once it's up, good luck, man. You're not shooting that thing down. That's crazy.
Doesn't all of North Korea's missiles kind of suck, though?
Yeah, when they like sputter when they take off.
Well, they can't make it out of the Sea of Japan.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are they better than they're testing. That's what the controversy has been, that they've been testing these ICBMs.
Yeah. Remember they had that fake, a fake missile when they're doing that big parade?
In their parade, yeah.
The cardboard one?
The nose cone was crooked, yeah. I wouldn't want to risk it. You know, I wouldn't want to be sitting somewhere. Go ahead, let them launch a missile. Let's see what happens.
Chicago's a little too close, though, right?
Yeah, if it landed, even if it didn't land in Chicago, if it landed anywhere, it could land in the middle of a field. You're going to have nuclear fallout. It's going to, you won't be able to visit that state for the next 50 years.
Can you build a bomb shelter for us, Rover?
Broadcast maybe from a bomb shelter.
That's what we need to build.
That's what we need. Yeah, all right. Start digging. Jeffrey, get to work.
Yeah. And mark your calendars. Monday, August 14th. Somebody's birthday, right?
Oh, sorry. What's that?
Dieter's birthday.
Oh.
It's Monday. The Mooch. The Mooch is going to be on TV. We're going to hear from him. In fact, Stephen Colbert has booked the Mooch as a guest on The Late Show. I think this will be great. Colbert tweeted, Anthony Scaramucci will be my guest. This is just a heads up for our censors. Get ready. Hashtag The Mooch. Scaramucci only spent 10 days working in the White House. He made the most of it. There's also rumors that Sean Spicer wants to make an appearance on Saturday Night Live. That, of course, is where he was mocked by Melissa McCarthy. So I'm wondering if there is anything that might come out tonight with Sean Spicer, which I think would be huge because you're not going to have to wait until the fall for the return of Saturday Night Live. Starting tonight, NBC will air 4 half-hour episodes of the show's Weekend Update news sketch. So I wonder if anything's going to happen with Sean Spicer. That'd be pretty big. So 9 p.m. Eastern on NBC. There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Got something to say? Call the show. 1-866-YO-ROVER. That's 1-866-967-6837.
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Rover. Dieter is correct. The military has admitted that we can shoot down a missile. The problem is, and Dieter keeps talking about a missile, the problem is everyone in the military said North Korea is not sending one missile over. If they're going to attack, they're going to send multiple, and we have no capability to take out multiple missiles coming at one time.
And even the capability to take out one, I'm suspect of, because I've seen the failures in these tests, and they pump up, oh, we're doing this, and then it fails. And could it work? Sure. How fast does an ICBM go, theater? What's
Interceptor?
No. The missile that's bringing the nuclear warhead towards
our
us.
Our best missile. I can tell you the speed of our best one.
Well, hold on. I'm asking Dieter.
It's
going to
be
think?
Fast. Damn fast.
Well, take a guess.
Miles per hour?
Miles per hour.
500.
15,000 miles per hour.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's why you have to get it at launch. That's why you don't get it when it's coming down. 15,000 miles per hour.
Mach 23.
Wow. Not shooting that down.
What about flares? Shoot up a bunch of flares and stop it in the midair.
I don't think it's like a flare. I don't think it's like a heat seeking thing. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you know how planes shoot off flares when they're being tagged.
Yeah, I think it has like GPS in it where it knows exactly where it's going.
Ken, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey,
why?
Arbe, what's happening?
All right, yo, Dieter.
Yo!
All right, okay, I am not a Donald Trump fan, never have been, even when he had his TV show, but if he pushes that button on North Korea, he'll get my vote in 2020.
So what do you mean if he pushes the button? Like what button? A nuclear strike? Turn your radio down, by the way, too. I wish you'd push that button.
Yeah,
push the button. I mean, they're pushing their buttons every day almost, right?
So yeah. you want us to launch a nuclear attack against North Korea, and if Trump does that, you're gonna vote for him.
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I don't think we have a country anymore.
That's ridiculous. So you're hoping for nuclear war?
Yeah. No, not really. But they keep sending bombs everywhere else. Guam, near Japan.
But they haven't done anything yet, though. They haven't hurt anyone. They haven't blown anything up yet. And so now you're gonna shoot a nuke at them. Now, what do you think that does to the area? I mean, a nuclear war. Okay, all right. It's a picnic or something. I don't know if this guy went to school.
No, he's an idiot.
No. He's a Hillary Clinton supporter too. Look how smart he is.
Yeah,
but well, just in a way, that. Rover, aren't you kind of interested to see a nuclear bomb go off in your lifetime?
Are you an idiot?
Look up World War II footage.
No, I'm not.
Oh no, I've seen
video of that.
And what
they
lived through that
now is more powerful, right?
No.
But you know, people really, I think, you see that big mushroom cloud, the video of that. You don't see the video of
a person melting,
5-year-old girls, you know, with their faces melted and deformed, and you know, and what would happen at that point to South Korea? Where would we get all of our electronics from? By the way. We love South Korea. You want that Samsung phone? Isn't that Korean?
That's Samsung.
How are you going to get that? No. You think that that...
They should just throw a bunch of them at North Korea and the batteries can just explode.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, they would be... They would be in deep trouble. So, it's just crazy. People are crazy. You can say whatever you want. Oh, I hope we launch a nuclear strike. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, hopefully we'll de-escalate everything. But you know, you want Snitz's son to be in the middle of all that?
No,
he's already over there.
He would be. He'd be in a nuclear conflict. Who would have guessed when your son enters the military that he. Is going to be incinerated in a nuclear strike.
Isn't he on a nuke sub, Snitch? Isn't
yes.
He?
Oh, Jesus.
So he could push the button to attack them.
Or he could be the guy that says, I'm not going to do it. He could be like, Snitch, I'm not going to eat a chicken.
What, son? Speak up, son.
Yeah, Snitch's son, do you think they're like, launch? And he launch. What? What's that?
If something...
Oh, I don't want to.
Stop it. If something were to happen and there...
Can we lose a war because of Snitzer's son?
Oh, God.
He didn't yell out, launch. Fire!
Fire. Oh. Yeah, when he gets back, I'll have him talk to you.
If something, God forbid, were to happen and they're in the submarine, or they're not in a submarine?
No, they're in a ship.
What's the question?
the Marines that are in the submarine and they're down below, does that radiation go below sea?
Sure, to some extent, I guess. But, you know, look, they would be able to motor away from there, I think, if there was a nuke. Talking about this craziness right now. Brandon, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey.
Hey, nobody wants nuclear anything to happen, but there's a lot of misinformation going on around here. Yes, they have the capabilities of hitting Hawaii, Guam, but let's just think this out. If they was to actually hit the United States, it would come nowhere near the East Coast. If it would hit anywhere, it'd hit San Francisco. Yes, there would be fallout in Oregon, all around there. It would never touch the East Coast, which, hey, we don't want that to happen. But there's too much misinformation going on here. Even if they were able to hit our mainland, the closest they would hit...
It's only San Francisco. 6 million people. It's nothing.
I understand that, Rover, but there's too much misinformation going on around here. Like, that 6 million people, we don't want this to happen. But there's too much frenzy going out here right now.
That's a pretty big frenzy. We're talking about 9/11, 16 years after the fact. It's still fresh in everyone's memory.
Rover.
How many people died in 9/11?
That,
a couple thousand.
Rover,
you're talking about
that.
5 million people? Right. Okay. It's misinformation. No big deal.
But the president.
It's only San Francisco. Who needs an iPhone?
But the president is the one that's talking all this smack and,
so
and making it.
So what if it hit the East Coast? What difference does that make?
It's going to come nowhere near the main population. Yeah, it's going to hit the West Coast. But come on now, Rover.
Nobody How many people live on the West Coast?
The United States of America. Yeah, nobody wants it to happen, Rover. Nobody.
You're acting like missing half one of us losing one of our coasts isn't a big deal.
No,
we only have two. And we lose one,
and you wouldn't be able to go there for 100 years.
When they hit San Francisco, by the time they hit San Francisco, there would be no more North Korea, no more.
What if they launch one in LA too?
So what? Let's just say that happens. So what? That's a fair trade-off. Let's give up San Francisco for North Korea.
That to happen, but you know what? Hey, at least the car will be taken care of. I know you don't want to hear that, but that's the truth, bud.
At least what will be taken
care
of?
The problem. We won't have to worry about it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
We just lose 6 million people.
Oh, it'll be done. Just real quick. We lose the West Coast. They lose North Korea. Problem solved. Done deal. I'll see you. Come over to my house this weekend. We'll watch some TV.
Let a dictator run our own country, okay?
Uh-huh.
For four past presidents, Rover. All they've done, that regime, has messed with us and messed with us and messed with us. I don't agree with everything that Trump says, but hey, enough is enough.
Enough is enough. So some fat North Korean guy runs his mouth and we're going to nuke him.
Hey, if he wants to nuke us, which, like I said, misinformation, all right?
There's no misinformation. Right now, what's the misinformation?
They think they have the capabilities. But let's say if they do have the capabilities, all right? What I'm trying to get to, Rover, what it all boils down to is if they want to hit our mainland, all they can hit right now, if they have the capabilities, is the closest to San Francisco, all right?
That's all.
We're not talking about blowing up all the United States of America, man.
Brandon, what city do you live in? Where are you calling from?
Ohio.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Ohio.
Ohio. Okay. What city? Cleveland? Columbus? Cincinnati?
Kent.
Okay. So Cleveland area. So let's just say that the things were reversed. Let's say that all they could hit was Cleveland. Would you be on the phone going, that's all they can hit? Forget it. Who cares?
A lot of misinformation. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, big deal.
I know where you're going with it.
but they don't have the capability. Well, I'm not even going to talk about that because they don't have the capability.
But would you be so flippant about it if it was your home that the was the only place it could be nuked?
Yeah, would you give up your life if North Korea was gone?
But it cannot happen.
Brandon, would you be willing to trade your life, the life of your family, and the life of everyone that you know, because probably 99% of the people that you personally know are
in the
Cleveland area.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to give all of that up in order to wipe out North Korea? Would you be willing to give that up?
Absolutely not.
Oh, but those people in San Francisco, who cares? Big deal. They're in San Francisco.
I didn't say that.
You did. You said all they get hit is San Francisco, and we'll wipe North Korea off the map. Problem solved. Until it's his family that's incinerated.
Shut up, dude.
Are you going to let me talk?
You've been talking the whole damn time.
I'm almost ready to nuke this guy myself.
Like I said, it's misinformation, Rover. Right?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Brandon.
Can they hit L.A. too?
Well, the population of California is about 40 million people. So, Jesus.
Basically a barren wasteland.
Yeah. We're still talking about Columbine High School shooting. How many people were killed in that? 12. Oh, boo-hoo. 5 million? Whatever. Big deal. So stupid. We take a break. We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Entertainment icons have a great catchphrase. Homer Simpson's.
Go!
Steve Urkel's.
Can I do that?
And Anthony Snitzer's. Back to Rover's Morning Glory.
We do have the Thursday hookup a little bit later on this morning. A single woman coming in who wants to go out on a date with you. You'll be able to call in and talk to her. She's going to pick someone to take out on the date. And we will pay for the entire thing. Conservative Charles, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Conservative Charles.
Hey, Rover. How's it going?
Hey, man.
I just wanted to comment about the whole Korean War situation.
Yes.
I just think it's all talk. I don't think that they're going to do anything about it. But trust me, I don't think Trump or anybody else, even though he may say he wants a war, but I know we don't want a war with Korea.
Well, but just to say it's all talk, it's never going to happen, I don't know if that's true. Why would that necessarily be true? This is how wars start. You know, I couldn't make a guarantee that no war will happen.
Well, that's the thing, you know. I think that, you know, after the Japanese surrendered in World War II, the Koreas were separated. The South was influenced by Americans, and the North influenced by the Russians. And so this North and South thing is remnants of the Cold War. Even if you were to hypothetically bomb them, what makes anybody think that China or Russia wouldn't just annex the territory?
Well, there wouldn't be much to annex, I don't think, if we wiped them off the face of the earth. Go ahead, annex it. What's left? Glowing pile of Kim Jong-un statues? I mean, I don't know. Look, I I think people are, nuclear war, no big deal. They see stuff in movies and they're like, oh, sweet. Yeah, that'll be cool. So, until it actually happens.
I don't think they'll do anything either just because they will be destroyed. As soon as they do anything, they're gone. There's not going to be, they know that, right?
Well,
they don't think that they're actually, they know they're not the most powerful people in the world.
Okay, but look at Saddam Hussein, who would do stuff and say stuff. He knew that he would be destroyed, right?
Yeah, but he didn't.
Didn't stop him from doing it.
But he didn't try nuclear war.
Well, he didn't have nukes.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I think they know that they'd be immediately just bombed to hell and then just be gone. So they might get one off and they might kill us. I mean, they'd kill San Francisco or whatever. They'd get rid of that. South Korea, sure. And it's not good, but they know that they'd be immediately destroyed.
What about people who commit mass shootings?
They
know that they're going to be
they
killed
go
by
out
the
though.
Police, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what would, if people are crazy to do that, what would make them?
No, if he's that nuts, then yeah, that's totally possible.
Yeah.
If he's willing to die.
That's what I'm saying. Dan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Yo, Rover, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, just wanted to correct you on a few things. So before the break, you were talking about our missile defense system and that it needs low altitude to work. So just wanted to correct you that it actually needs high altitude to work, and that's the problem with North Korea, is that they wouldn't need to shoot their missiles in high altitude. And also, you said the fallout would be around 50 to 60 years. It would actually probably closer to be 5 or 7 years.
Oh, that's all? Five or seven? Sweet. Maybe property values would go down a little bit in San Francisco, and I'd be able to afford a second home there because, you know, it's very expensive. But if I could just buy now and then wait the
seven years
for the nuclear fallout to subside. Now, after you move back there, you only have to deal with increased cancer risks for the next 100 years. But, it'll be worth it.
Not even that, even. I mean, I'm not trying to diminish the fallout of a nuclear war, but if you look at Nagasaki, Hiroshima, that was a much smaller bomb, but those cities are thriving right now. I mean, after...
I know. How long ago was that?
About 25 years after it was. So, I mean, yes.
What's the cancer rate? What was the cancer rate like in those areas for 20, 30, 40, 50 years? Even today, you think they have elevated levels of cancer? Incidents there?
Oh, absolutely. I'm definitely, there is probably. But I'm not trying to, like I said, I'm not trying to diminish the act of a nuclear war and what would happen. It would be terrible, but I just wanted to correct you because it's rare that we get a chance to.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Look, I don't know. I'm just listening to these military experts who I've seen on TV the past couple of days, generals saying you want to shoot these things down when they're launched, that it's easier to do. Maybe we have the high altitude missile defense. The problem is they don't work very often, is my understanding. They work like 30% of the time. It's not good odds. Billy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Rover. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so what if we, instead of nuking North Korea, because that seems to be obviously a bad idea, we're all in agreement that nuking them is a bad idea. What if we drop non-nuclear bombs on them? I mean, we have the same devastation, not the same, but we have quite a bit of devastation out of our non-nuclear weapons as we do nuclear without all the side effects of the radiation and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Would you be opposed to that?
If just a preemptive strike, they haven't done anything, and let's take them out now?
No. In retaliation, as in if they launch nuclear weapons at us, we immediately respond.
Oh, look, if they launch nuclear weapons at us,
it's on, right?
We can do whatever we want. Nukes,
yeah.
Non-nukes.
Why not nuke
it? P-shooters. I mean, at that point, everything is available.
Nuclear weapons, then. Yeah.
Okay. I just think that, you know, we're talking about preemptive strikes, and they have a lot of artillery aimed at South Korea, at Seoul, and there's probably about 10 or 15 million people that live in the area of Seoul, and
sure.
You'd have these artillery. You're not shooting those things down. This is low technology kind of stuff, and even if you start bombing North Korea, as we've seen, look back to the Gulf War and things like that. Yeah, sure, you go in, you do airstrikes. You don't completely annihilate their defenses in 10 minutes. It doesn't happen. So they'd be able to launch all of these artillery shells. They'd kill a few hundred thousand people in Seoul. It's bad news. It's
still better than us nuking them, though. I mean, we do a lot more damage nuking them than if they launched their artillery and then we went in after them, you know what I mean, versus launching a nuke and just annihilating everybody.
Yeah, but my point is neither one of those is a great option. I mean, if you have two options to choose from, let's see. One, just only a couple hundred thousand people die, and the other, millions of people die. Neither one of those are great options. And unfortunately, that's the predicament that we're in right now. But you say just, what would you do if you were President Dieter?
Oh, right now?
President Dieter, that's right.
God.
I'm your national security advisor. You're going to tell me, give me an order. What order do you give it? President Dieter, what do you want to do?
If they launch one more missile test, just one single more, start firing.
What do you want me to fire, President
thuds.
Dieter? The thuds?
Called thuds.
Thuds?
Thud bombs. They're not the nuke bombs, not yet, but start firing those missiles.
Uh-huh.
Start taking out all the military bases. And if it stands up, Rover, you nuke them.
And what do I do when they fire artillery down at Seoul and they take out hundreds of thousands of people? What would you like me to do then? More thuds?
More thud bombs.
Uh-huh.
If that's the right term.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what I was told.
Okay.
Rover, we've been protecting them for a long time. You know.
Huh?
South Korea, we've been protecting them for a long time, right? Mark my words.
It's a lot of American soldiers in South Korea.
He's terrible.
Yeah. So you're willing to... President Dieter, you're willing to sacrifice 30 to 50,000 American troops right now?
No, I don't want that.
Oh, well, they're in South Korea.
We're going to take out all their missiles first, all their military bases.
Don't you think if we could do that, we'd probably do that, right?
Well, we haven't. Rover, you don't think we know all the spots right now?
No.
You say there's maybe a couple spots, but we know the majority of the spots where they have.
No.
Bases set up. Yes, Rover.
Bases,
we can see that with
sure.
our satellites.
Bases, but they have mobile launchers. They have all sorts of. I mean, no. Lee, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Rover. How's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
How's it going, Dieter?
Yo!
Hey, I just called on that last caller. He was trying to tell you that the fallout from a nuclear bomb is only 5 years. I'm calling BS on that because Chernobyl's been empty for over 10 years.
Oh, probably longer than that, I'm trying to think. I mean, this is probably 25 years, I'm guessing, Chernobyl.
The last I heard, a nuclear fallout minimum is 20 years. And I know after Nagasaki and Hiroshima that there was people dying of related diseases to the fallout.
Decades later.
Years after the bomb was dropped.
Yeah, decades later. I mean, the birth defects through the roof because of the radiation in those areas. I think people really underestimate the level of destruction that we would see if something like this were to occur. But
Chernobyl is 31 years ago.
31 years since Chernobyl. And no one's there, right? Can't you only visit there for 8 hours or something at a time?
Yeah, I saw some camera crew go in, but they had to get out real quick. I'm not sure how long they were there. Yeah, it's quick.
Aren't there some townies that still live there?
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm telling you, there's people that they're like, screw it, and they live there.
No.
Anthony, if you were given the opportunity to film a documentary and they asked you to go in.
To where?
To Hiroshima. Or the
Chernobyl, you mean?
Same thing.
Yeah, why Hiroshima? Yeah.
Would you go?
Hiroshima, yeah, I would because there's
not
nothing there
that.
Now. But Chernobyl?
Yeah.
No. God, no.
You wouldn't?
No. Maybe fly a drone in there, sure. But I wouldn't physically go in there.
To film it? Would you, Rover, to film it?
Probably because
the
I think
gear.
That it's well, you know, they know what the levels of radiation are. They, you know, you have a detector on you. So they know what you can safely tolerate. And yeah, I probably would. That would be interesting, I think.
Would you go, Charlie? If
he'd
you
definitely go.
Charlie,
what does he
would?
Have to lose? Yeah.
Would you go into Chernobyl and film?
Yeah, I saw a documentary about Chernobyl already where they did go into it. They were walking around. I think, you, like Grover said, you can only be in there for a couple hours or whatever. I'd walk around.
Full suits and all, like, right?
No.
I think you can kind of walk around. I don't think you want to, but I think you could.
Would you go in without a suit?
I've seen people walking around in there without a suit on.
You would go in and film without a suit?
I would do whatever the experts told me to do. If they told me to put on a suit, I'd put on a suit. If they told me you can wear regular clothes, but then once you reach the 8 hours, you take off all your clothes and burn those, basically, and scrub you down, whatever they have to do. I would listen to the experts. You're a big O.J. Simpson, well, a fan of the case, the O.J. Simpson stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the case. Love it.
Did you know that they're selling the O.J. Simpson Bronco?
Oh, are they?
Yeah, the Bronco.
Oh, I would love that.
From the Bronco chase.
I would love that.
Are they, or are they doing something else with it?
No, they're selling it. The guy who, O.J. Simpson's former agent, his name is Mike Gilbert, is... I think it's going to be on Pawn Stars on History Channel.
And how much?
He's going to try to sell the Bronco to them for $500,000. Now, someone offered this guy $250,000 last month, and he turned it down. He wants $500,000 for the white Bronco that A.C. Cowlings was driving O.J. Simpson around in.
He was in the back with a gun to his head?
Yeah.
I saw a picture when I was reading this story. I saw a picture from the news, and I didn't realize, like, now when you see it these days, but you forget about it, that when the Bronco was on the highway, the shot in this news story was people on the other side of the freeway divide were all stopped on the highway. Just staring.
How do you forget that? What do you mean you forget that?
On the overhead?
They were hanging signs from overpasses.
People
forget that?
No, but
yeah, people were standing there.
No one forgot that.
Like the president was coming through town or something. They have huge signs and they're hanging over.
Major highways.
Yes.
Not on the overhead. Stopped on the highways. Well, just staring over the barricade.
On the shoulder, overhead, everywhere, douche, there were people.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Because you don't see that. It's been a long time. Not Jeffrey.
No, it's not. They show that all the time.
No, they don't. When's the last time you saw that?
The documentary, the 5-part OJ series, they showed
Didn't watch it.
And OJ Made in America, or the other one.
Watch it.
You missed all those.
But I didn't watch any of those either, and I remember it because I saw the images 20 years ago or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The juice is loose, all those signs.
Yeah. Run, OJ, run.
Right. Yep.
Is that a Forrest Gump reference?
No,
is that why they're saying
OJ.
That?
If you had $500,000, would you buy that?
Yes. What car is more famous than that? Everybody knows it. You drive down the street.
Car that JFK was shot in.
Ooh,
I would even know that. If that's driving down the street, I know it's a convertible.
What?
But if that's driving down the street and the OJ Bronco's driving down the street, people are going to.
Which one would you rather? All right. You're
a collector. Which one would you recognize
but
first?
Let's say that they. Well, I don't know.
You'd know a weird old Bronco and you'd be like, oh, that's got to be OJ's Bronco.
The white Bronco, people would go, that's the white Bronco over a convertible and go, that's the car JFK was shot in.
No, I think you'd recognize the car JFK was shot in.
It's all grainy. What color was it?
Black.
Or was it blue? Was
black.
It navy blue?
Black.
Or was it navy blue? The footage was so damn grainy in that Zapruder.
Whatever you want, but it's black.
Oh, people would recognize the white Bronco more than the JFK convertible.
I don't know about that.
I do, but I'm younger.
No, if you saw a car going down the street, Dieter's saying that if you're just driving his white Bronco down the street, everybody would just immediately know.
You see those, but the JFK car, you don't see too many of those driving down the street, right?
It's a Lincoln limo. I think you'd notice an old Lincoln limo
definitely
before you notice the crappy old white Bronco.
Let's say that they were both for sale for $500,000. This is just theoretically. Which one would you buy? You can answer that when we come back, and we'll also get to the shizzy. Or not the shizzy, the Thursday hookup. Sorry about that. Yeah, the Thursday hookup. Single woman coming in. Right after this, hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. See, not all these guys are sinners.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray to Lord my soul to keep.
Well, actually.
please prevent me from killing anybody on Rover's Morning Glory because they piss me off so much.
Now back to the show.
Get started with the Thursday hookup in just a couple of minutes. Single woman coming into the studio who wants to go out on a date with you. You'll be able to call in and talk to her, and she's going to pick one person to take out on the date. We'll pay for the whole thing. That's coming up. Dieter, we were talking about the possibility of the white Bronco from the O.J. Simpson chase.
Well, real quick, Robert,
being sold, yeah.
Is the one they're selling O.J.'s Bronco? Or AC's Bronco? AC's Bronco is in the chase. OJ's Bronco is sitting at home.
But they both have the exact same car.
This
one had the blood in it, remember?
Right.
And it was just sitting there, I think.
Hmm. This says that it's the Ford Bronco. I believe, actually, that AC was driving OJ's Bronco,
is that how
if
it
I
worked?
Remember correctly. Yes. Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm almost positive of that. I'm 99.9% sure AC was driving OJ's Bronco.
But did you know they both had the same car?
Tony,
because he was such a follower of OJ, he got the same white Bronco.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but
yeah, because that came out in the OJ documentary.
But he was driving OJ's Bronco,
okay.
And that's the one that's for sale. So the guy who's selling it wants $500,000 for it. I think he's going to be on Pawn Stars Monday night trying to sell this.
It was AC's Broncos in the chase.
Hmm. So where are you looking that up? Where did you find that?
I'm reading a thing. It says it's just an article about where AC's Broncos been, and it says the world's most famous Bronco, AC's Bronco, driven by him with his friend OJ in the back.
Well, this one says he's trying to sell the Ford Bronco that was part of the former NFL running back's infamous police chase
then there you go.
In 1994.
That's AC.
Oh, yeah. He purchased the vehicle from AC Cowlings, who was driving Simpson
That's
toward
the
Mexican
anyways.
Border. I don't know. The other Bronco had the blood stains in it. You might
want
that
the one
Bronco.
From the TV chase.
Yeah, that's the more famous one, I guess. So... That he wants $500,000 for it. So let's just say, Dieter, that you had an extra $500,000 sitting around. Let's just say that iHeart, they were feeling generous and they said, Dieter, we're going to give you a $500,000 bonus.
Oh, wow.
You do such a great job.
Yeah, thank you.
You have that, you have the white Bronco, or you have the convertible that JFK was shot in. And they're both $500,000. Yeah, look at this thing. Dieter's like, no, that white Bronco is more recognizable. That's just a regular white Bronco. This is a presidential limo. Look at this thing. It's on RMG TV. Which do you purchase, Dieter, with your $500,000, assuming that they're both the same price?
And the resale value is the same? It's all
No. It's just you could buy either one you want for $500,000. Resale value factors into it however you want.
Well, I mean, the limo is going to be more than a damn Bronco. So let's just say I can't resell it.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Okay.
Because that makes a big difference. If I can't resell it and I'm going to be with this car, I take the Bronco.
Why?
Shut up, douche.
Why?
I would do that in a heartbeat.
More people recognize that. How many people were watching that? They were cutting into NBA games to show that chase.
The finals.
I think 120 million people saw that.
How many people have seen the JFK assassination? Everyone.
That Zapruder film is so grainy, you can barely even see. You can't even make out. And I'd want the Bronco.
Oh, I think you're crazy. You take the presidential limo. What would you guys do?
Bronco in a heartbeat.
No.
What?
That was a part of my childhood.
She was alive during the JFK shooting. That's the only reason why she would take the JFK thing.
I'd rather have the Bronco, I think.
You're crazy.
Just because it, I don't know.
The historical significance of the
Well, yeah, president
of the convertible is way higher than a stupid
this
OJ.
This is really hard.
Case.
I don't know.
Can you put hydraulics on that JFK car? Can you do stuff to it?
Why do you want to put switches on it?
Well, look, sweet. I mean, that's like a Dr. Dre let it ride kind of car.
Have you bouncing?
Right. I just think the OJ thing to me, that Bronco, I'd rather have.
Well, I'd love it that the three of you would pick that. That would allow me to take the presidential limo because that obviously is the one that rational human beings would pick.
No, personally, Owen, if I wanted to.
The value of it is higher. Well, the historical significance is higher.
No, if I was going to get one to resell it, I'd get JFK's.
But we said you can't resell it.
No, if you're just going to own one, I'm owning the Bronco.
And that was the most historical moment of my lifetime. I mean, that was everywhere.
Really? Over 9/11? The most historical
moment?
Okay,
I take
really?
That back. Wow. All right.
Idiot. Never forget.
I just forgot.
You did.
I
had a brain injury.
Yeah, I mean, my God. Something that actually changed the world.
As a child.
We're still at war over these things.
Wow.
But OJ Simpson,
that was the most important thing that's happened in my lifetime.
Priorities.
That and the Cavaliers winning the NBA Finals. Yay! What gets bigger than that?
That was a pretty big deal, too.
Rover, you creeped out, though. The president was killed in that. Does that factor in?
No,
OJ, nobody was killed.
I like creepy stuff like come? That. I like, yeah, I like
you're,
stuff.
You're fine
like,
with driving?
What, yeah.
The president, was just, his head was blown off right behind you as you're driving
oh, yeah.
down the road. Okay.
Absolutely. I hope you would find, like, you'd look under the seat and you go, is this like an old French fry someone dropped? Oh, no, it's part of JFK's dried out brain.
Oh, it's a skull. That white, oh.
Well, it was used, it was in service for like 13 years afterwards, so it was repainted and armor plated and all that stuff, so.
Isn't that weird that, I read that too, I think, and I thought at the time, because someone, whoever bought it, and I forget the history of that, but someone got it after the fact because they just kept using it for whatever, I don't know. I guess, who owned that? I guess the federal government did, right? It was their thing, it wasn't Texas, like the governor's limo, I don't think, right? It was the president's limo. So he.
Yeah, anyhow. No, Johnson used it. Yeah.
So I just find that to be incredibly strange that no one at the time thought this is a historically significant vehicle. Why don't we just hang on to this and not change anything, not repaint it, not do anything to it? Who was in charge back then? I mean, wouldn't you hang on to that?
Of course.
I'm asking everyone. It doesn't make any sense.
I saved the video of the Pawn Stars clip if you want it.
Oh, they have that out already? I thought that was coming
up. This is
on
like
Monday.
I don't know if this is
a teaser.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here.
There's no way that guy is going to pay $500,000 for that, though.
Yes, he will.
No.
If you had money, why not?
It's the cheapest dude of all time.
Hey, no, he spent $175,000 on gold bars before.
Where is it in?
I saved it in a video. Daily. I also just sent you a link to it.
Did it not move over?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. See, if I drop something in there, it moves it, Charlie. Something's going on with your computer where if you drop it in there, it doesn't properly work.
I also just sent you a
best
link.
Clip.
Well, this is on you. I also just sent you a link.
I cannot get this thing to go in.
Well, also, Dieter was, this is just for the limo. Dieter was talking about it being blue. It was midnight blue.
Oh!
It got repainted to black by Lyndon Johnson.
Oh.
All right! See, you wouldn't even, yeah. You picked out the wrong car, Rover. You're like, everybody would know it's black. You picked out the black limo. Was even the right limo?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm buying that.
Oh, Rover, big mistake. Big mistake.
I don't
Thank
know
you,
if
Snitz.
I trust Snitz's info. Snitz gets a lot of stuff wrong.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Johnson insisted it be painted black and armor plated.
Face in the face.
I cannot get this thing to.
I'm sending a link too.
Oh my God! Just open the damn link.
Who's just hovering?
Forget
back
it.
There.
Forget it. Forget it. Forget
There's
it.
There's a link. I sent you the link.
I forget it. Forget it. Forget it. Okay. You want me to play the?
I
link?
Don't even know if it's even good. I'm just letting you know you have it.
All right. Oh. Give me a second. Got to open that up too. Yeah. That takes forever.
Yeah.
It's from TMZ. Great.
So this is it. The OJ Bronco.
What?
It is the OJ Bronco.
Are you kidding me? I've never seen anything quite like this.
This is it.
Well, it's not the OJ Bronco. It's his buddy's Bronco, right?
That's right. It's the Bronco OJ was in the back seat of.
It's sort of weird because OJ and his friend, what was his name?
AC.
They both had identical Broncos, but this is the one everyone knows. This is one everyone saw on television. The infamous car chase. And OJ's actually got destroyed, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so OJ now lives in the state of Nevada.
Yeah, I don't think that's by choice.
Yeah.
I own the white Ford Bronco. The murders were June 12th. OJ was supposed to turn himself in on the morning of the 17th. He didn't. And that's the Bronco that everybody can remember seeing driving up the 405 freeway. I've been offered $500,000 for the Bronco. I turned it down. So here it is. I would like to.
Oh, wait a sec. So the article I read said he was offered $250,000 and turned it down. And he was looking for $500,000. This guy just said on the show he turned down $500,000. What does he expect to get for this?
$1 million.
Wow. All right. It is Thursday. Are you ready for the Thursday hookup theater?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Hot girls.
Horny guys.
And Rovers hooking them up. It's the Thursday hookup powered by Miller Lite on Rovers Morning Glory.
All right. This week's hookup hottie is coming into the studio, getting situated. We will talk to her in just a moment. You'll be able to call in, and she's going to pick one guy to take out on the date. I'll pay for the entire thing. Brought to you by Dive Bar, West 6th. Jeffrey's going to be at Dive Bar Thursday, August 31st, from 7 to 9 p.m. We've done a lot of events there over the years. I just met someone, a woman, and she said, I met you at Dive Bar 14 years ago. I go, uh-huh. All right. And we'll give them a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. 24-hour service, lots of different vehicles, safeandreliablelimos.com. They have limos, Hummers, Navigators, Excursions, all of that available 24 hours a day. And Lola is here. Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. You're very tall, I can tell. How tall are you?
I think I'm 5'9".
I think she's taller. I think you're taller than that, right? I mean, she looks
I have heels on.
Oh,
okay.
All right. So 5'9". What do you weigh?
145.
All right. So you don't get on a scale and you don't measure yourself.
Not really.
Okay. She has long, dark hair. It's straight down to the, I don't know, middle of her back or something.
Something like that.
The most prominent feature of her, well, she does have, looks like brown eyes. Most prominent feature are these things going through your cheeks. What are those?
They're dimple piercings.
Dimple piercings. So they just stick them right through. What's on the other side of those?
A bar and a ball.
Yeah. All right. So there's a ball inside as well. All right. So there's a ball on the outside. And that doesn't irritate your... wherever that ball rubs up against
your teeth, your gums.
Yeah.
No, well, when I eat like chicken wings, I kind of like it hits against them, but that's about it.
All right. That hurt getting those done?
No. I've had these done 5 times, so.
Why 5 times? They close up if you take them out?
Yeah, they close up after a little while, like a month or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it going to leave a scar when you take them out?
No.
That's crazy. Now, do you just normally leave them in then? Or?
Well, like I'll take them out if it gets too hot. Like, if it's too hot outside, then it'll get, like...
Then they vent.
Yeah, kind of vents my face. Right.
Yeah, a little built-in air conditioning.
Wow.
How old are you, Lola?
I'm only 21.
21. All right. What'd you do for your 21st birthday when you turned 21?
What did I do? I think I stayed at home, I'm pretty sure.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't go out and go crazy?
No, not really.
Why not?
I don't know.
Every 21-year-old goes out on their birthday.
It's a must.
Is it lack of friends?
No, my friends are great, but I think they had to work, and then I work too, so like I was just like, I'll just stay home.
What do you do for a living?
I am a stripper.
A stripper.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how long have you been doing that?
For about 3 years now.
All right. So you basically got started right when you turned 18.
Basically.
You go, I'm going to be a stripper. And your dad said, fine, I disown you, right?
No, I mean, it wasn't. He didn't talk to me for like a month, but
really?
He started talking to me again, so.
Did you tell him right away?
No, not really, actually.
How did he discover it?
I actually seen one of my brother's friends at the strip club, and before he would tell all my family, I decided to call them that night or that next morning, and I told them, I was like, hey, I'm a stripper, before anybody tells you.
And what was their reaction?
My mom didn't like it. She likes watches a lot of Lifetime movies, so she thinks I'm like into like all these different drugs and everything. So she like sees me like as like going in the back room doing all these different drugs in the locker room, and then she has this image that it's not me. But
so your mom thinks you're on drugs because you're a stripper.
Yeah.
But you're not. And see, I would assume most strippers, I'm like your mom, I would assume most strippers are on drugs too.
Yeah, 80% of them. Okay. But I mean, there's
stuff.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah, 80% of strippers, she says, are on drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they doing? What do you mean? What do you see? Pills?
I mean, I worked all over like United States. Like I worked in different clubs and I've seen like every drug.
What do you think the most popular drug amongst strippers is?
Heroin.
Really?
Yeah. Definitely.
Used to be coke, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would think to get up.
Yeah,
and
get you amped up. But now everyone's on heroin.
I mean, that's everybody.
Heroin.
Everybody does that, though.
Oh. Well, yeah, besides coke, Rover, it's heroin.
Oh, I see.
What about ecstasy or Molly?
I have never seen a girl take it before, but I'm pretty sure they've been on it. I mean, who hasn't?
Right.
You'd be lying if you weren't.
Yeah, Rover.
Yeah, exactly. So, So why don't you do any drugs, or do you just occasionally do drugs?
I used to do them.
Uh-huh.
I used to do them.
And what made you stop?
Well, I was with one of my girlfriends. We used to be so close, and now we are so close. And we took a lot of Molly and acid for a month straight. We would pop like 3 or 4 different ones each day, and we would never sleep, and so we went to work on top of that. So it was a horrible month, so that made us really realize like, hey, we need to stop.
So you determined, I have a problem doing this all the time. So
it was for
why'd
free.
You do it for a whole month though?
But it was for free, so we just couldn't turn it down.
Hot chicks get drugs for free.
Yeah, still, I mean, you could give me free drugs, I don't think I would do it. But why do it for a whole month then?
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
So you just stayed up. How many hours of sleep do you think you got in that 30-day period?
I probably think like 3 hours a day at least.
And what would you do?
And
they weren't even
like sleep. It wasn't even sleeping. It was like a little power nap.
Yeah. What would you do all day then for the other 21 hours?
We would go eat. Well, we would only eat like one time a day because we weren't hungry as much.
Yeah.
But we would like go to like different forests and like different hikes and stuff, and we would go in the water, and then we would smoke also on top of that while
this
we're
is there. Crazy talk.
So
this is insanity.
It was a really good month though, not gonna lie, but I don't remember anything as much, so that's
sure.
It was a great month. I don't remember it.
It's like Vegas, like when you go to Vegas, you're like, oh, I don't remember anything, but I know I had a good night.
Sure.
So.
All right,
such a great month, I'll never do that again.
Yeah. And it was you and another stripper or something?
No, one of my girlfriends back from home. So
okay,
would you guys were you guys hooking up during that month?
No, not really.
No, I mean with each other.
No.
Oh, okay. No wonder that'd make it a good month.
That's what I thought, she was going that way.
I think all drugged out strippers are hooking up with each other.
Uh-huh.
We just walked around in a forest for 30 days. Like,
right. What is
it
that?
Sounds weird.
No, it's really like, but you like, I don't know. It's like a different outlook on life. Like we would talk about life and we would go into detail, like way into much detail. So.
Yeah, that's what people do when they're messed up. They become all of a sudden.
That's me about like 4 times a week. So.
and then you, the next day you wake up and you go, God, that was really stupid. What I was talking about, the meaning of life, and I love you, man. I love you, Dieter. I love you too, Rover. So, all right. So, how long have you been single, Lola?
Like a year now, I'm pretty sure.
What happened to you? You're pretty sure. All right. What happened a year ago?
I just broke up with the man.
Why? What happened?
Because he lived on the West Coast. He lived in California. Yeah. So he kind of like was, he didn't make time for me. So I'm like, whatever, bye.
Well, where did you live? Did you live in California?
No, I did not.
So he didn't make time for you. What did you want him to do?
I mean, I wanted to like fly out there like majority of the time, but sometimes he wouldn't say yes to me. You know, I would see him like maybe once every 2 or 3 months.
Oh, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, I know. So it was kind of stupid of me to do that.
Now, how did you meet this guy?
I used to live in Florida, so when I lived in Miami, I met him in Miami. So
was he a customer of yours?
He came into the strip club I was working at.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to spend any money on me. He's like, I'll just take you out to dinner. And I'm like, all right, I'm good with food. Like, if you don't give me money, I'll give me some food, you know?
Sure.
And we went there. We went out to dinner. And then ever since then, you know, it's been an ass. I mean.
Did you hook up with him?
That night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, what kind of place did he take you to dinner? Was it a nice, fancy dinner?
It was my favorite restaurant.
Chipotle or something?
No. It was my favorite restaurant of all time. It's a place called Sea Spice, and it's on the water. Uh-huh. And then they have yachts come up and, like, park there, and then you go and have dinner then. It's like a $500 dinner, but it's, like, the best dinner you'll ever have, so.
Got right into your pants. It worked. Money well spent. And then, so he goes back to California. Was he just in Miami on business? Okay. So he goes back, and you think, hey, we're going to keep some relationship going on, but
yeah.
He really is like, I'm too busy, or no. He probably had like 10 girlfriends out there, right?
We had an ex-wife out there. Yeah. He lived 5 minutes away from his ex-wife, so that mm-hmm. I always yelled at him for that.
How old was he?
He was 35.
And how old were you? So you must have been 20, 19, 20?
I was young. I was young, so.
Oh, wow, this is great. I love this.
I don't know. I just like older men, so.
All right, good. Well, Snitz, our video guy, would be right up your alley.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah, he has a walker back there, a little rascal scooter.
I would love to take
Send him
out
over.
To
I work today.
Hey, baby. Let's go back to my place so you can slide down my meat pole.
Wow, that's actually a clip of Snitzer.
No, that was live.
Oh, that was live?
Yeah. Easy, Snitzer.
All right, Lola. By the way, you can see pictures of her at roverradio.com or watch on RMGTV, also at roverradio.com. If you think you would be a good match for her, give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. What kind of guy are you looking for? You like older men.
Well, yeah, but he's got to have a job, because if he doesn't have a job, I don't want him.
Okay, all right. You need a job. That's not setting the bar too high.
Well, I don't set the bar too high, because I'm not really judgmental, but some people lie, and they're like, oh, yeah, I own this.
Okay, that's so. All right. That's all right. She drops a lot of S-bombs, but that's okay. We have a dump button for that.
Okay.
So they have to have a job. What else?
They got to live at home. Well, not at home. Why I said that. No.
Like
home, like as their own home, like with nobody in there.
No roommates.
No, I can't do roommates.
Okay. And what do you like to do for fun?
I just drink a social drink. You know, uh-huh. I go out to eat. That's really about it.
Do you drink every day?
I try not to. It's a little hard because I'm around it every day anyway. So there's always a vodka or a Long Island that ends up in my mouth.
All right. Among other things.
Yeah.
All right. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837 to hook up with Lola. See pictures of her at roverradio.com right now. And we will be right back to take your phone calls. She's going to talk to three guys and ask you some questions. She's going to pick one guy to take out on a date. We'll pay for the whole thing. Might as well be you. 866-YO-ROVER. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover's already locked down the rock demo. Now it's time to take over the urban market.
Hey, raindrops, drop tops, smoking on cookie in the hot box.
Yo, now we back to...
My bitch is bad and bougie.
Rover's Moaning Glory.
Bad. It is the Thursday hookup, a single woman here who wants to go out on a date with you. You'll be able to call in and talk to her. She's going to pick one guy to take out on the date. We'll pay for the entire thing. Lola is here, 21 years old, 5'9", 140. She is a stripper. And she wants to go out on a date with you. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. She has a long... Dark hair, black hair, I guess she would say. It's dark brown, at least. Brown eyes. What size creamers do you think she has, Dieter?
She's a stripper. She knows they're going to be nice.
I don't know. I've seen some strippers with not so nice. I mean, you've probably seen that too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, probably B, 34B.
I'm going to
like
say...
Like a 34. It depends on the bra, to be honest with you.
Yeah, what are you? What do you think?
Like like a 34. I don't know.
34B, C, D?
A B.
All right.
Yeah.
Right on. See?
Okay. All right.
Something
good,
around
good
there.
Call there, dude. Something around it.
I make up for the rest of it, so that's all that matters.
All right. She have a... How's her ass? Have you checked that out yet, Dieter?
I haven't looked yet, but... You'd like to.
What do you think your best asset is? Boobs, my ass?
Behind.
Your butt? Yeah. Stand up. Let's
and
take a look.
And those long legs, too.
Yeah, let's take
hold
a look.
On. Don't look yet. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, are we going to look right up your dress?
Not, yeah, yeah.
Oh, all right.
She's Rover won't look away.
She's very modest, you know? She is a stripper, after all. Yeah, look at that.
Can
oh,
I
yeah.
sit?
Oh, yeah. Yes, you can sit down.
Very nice.
All right. 866 Yo Rover. Let's go to Rob. You're on Rover's Morning Glory on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Rover. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Tell us how old you are.
I'm 36.
All right. What do you look like?
I've got brown hair, brown eyes. I'm 5'10", 185 pounds, Italian. I've got a full sleeve on my right arm.
All right.
And a light beard and mustache.
And what do you do for a living?
I work in a factory on a CNC machine.
All right. What do you make? Anything cool?
I make little metal fittings and valves for fluid and gas systems.
All right. So the answer, no, just little metal valves. Sometimes people will tell me they make something. You go, oh, that's sweet. All right.
Well, I have a job, so does that mean I win?
Well, you do have a job. Let's see.
There's more than that.
The other two guys may have jobs as well, but we'll find out. All right.
Do
you want to know, Lola, about Rob, guy number one?
Let's see.
Right into the questions. There you go. Did they not prep her at all, Dieter, or what?
I don't know.
First page.
Nat says a brain injury. And Doogie likes to be friends with the girls.
Instead of explaining how the whole process works.
Remember? No, I swear to God, I said first question, go right into it. All right. She's got it. I got this. Let me redo this.
How about this?
I get another try.
All right. Lola, what do you want to know about guy number one, Rob?
If you told my mom... posed for a penthouse 20 years ago, would you respect my privacy or look her up on your own?
Now, that's a very tough one. If a girl told me that her mom was in penthouse, she probably did it for a reason. The curiosity would kill me. I would have to look her up.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean...
Everybody would.
Everyone would. There's not one guy.
If Rover told me he was in Plus, Playgirl I would or like something, to see, I would
look that up, right?
Of course, and laugh.
Yeah.
I want to see what she looks like in 20 or 30 years, too, so that'd be, like, double plus for me.
Yeah. Is your mom... have you ever seen your mom naked, Lola?
No, not really.
Even when you were little?
No.
You didn't shower or bathe with her or anything?
No.
All right.
We went that weird.
She a good-looking woman, your mother?
She's pretty all right. Yeah. I mean,
pretty all right.
Yeah. I mean, she's very stylish. She wears, like, everything, like, name brand, and she just looks good, I guess. I mean,
all right.
She
all
could
right.
use a little foundation, but, you know.
Well, you know, not everyone's perfect. All right. Would you ever pose for penthouse or something like that?
I would, but I wouldn't do a two-page spread, though.
No, spread eagle.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
That's why they pay you for penthouse. Yeah. Penthouse, they require that.
Yeah, they
oh,
want
really?
That.
Then
yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do it then.
But you, I mean, I don't understand why, because you take your clothes off every night for people.
I do.
Is it fully nude?
No.
You just do topless.
Yeah, but I don't even take my top off on stage, though.
Oh, what the hell?
Like, you have to pay to see that. I'm not.
Oh, man.
A private lap dance, she would, though, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Take her out to dinner, then you get whatever you want.
Yeah, $500. Yeah. Take it all. All right, what else do you want to know about Rob?
Taylor Swift said, radio DJ grabbed her ass. How would you handle it if some drunk grabs my caboose on our date?
Well, first of all, I'd have to push him off because that would get me kind of kind of upset because the butt's my favorite part. And if you were my girlfriend, it belonged to me. But then secondly, I'd be flattered because, well, it's a hot piece of ass another guy's grabbing that belongs to me.
Well, that makes sense.
All right. So it's, boy, the both of you. Now, do guys ever do that? They ever grab your ass? I mean, I'm talking about guys that don't know you. And forget about
like,
the strip club.
Let's just talk in general,
about just like
out of
the bar or something. Yeah.
Oh, not really, actually.
Yeah. You don't.
People just like look at me, but I kind of give them like the death stare, like,
well,
don't look at me.
You're taller than a lot of guys, I bet, right? You're 5'9", and then you put
but
those
heels
on.
But I mean, I've met some guys, I've been on dates where the guy's like 6'2", 6'3", so yeah. I'm not, you know, I feel like a midget compared to him.
Well, the women, I always hear these stories about, oh, we live in a rape culture. If we lived in a rape culture, I would assume guys would just be grabbing her ass every time she
That's
goes out,
saying.
Right? But it's not, it doesn't happen, you're telling me.
No, I'm not.
How are guys in the strip club? Are they nice, respectful, or are they douchey?
Some of them are just like the weirdest people you ever meet.
Yeah. Why? Like, what makes
like
them
Jeffrey.
So weird?
They just like, you know how you meet somebody and they get off a weird vibe?
Yeah.
It's like you're, okay, so you try to give them a chance and then it turns out that you might find a, you might have found a stalker, mm-hmm. you know? And that's how it usually goes.
Yeah. All right. One last question here for guy number one, Rob.
What have you tried in the bedroom that you wouldn't try again?
This is going back to my younger days. I'd probably have to say, what do they call it? Devil's threesome? Clapping H?
Clapping
one girl
H. Clapping H sounds like an STD. doesn't it?
Is that?
No, and like there's no the girls in the middle and the two guys are on both ends.
Devil's threesome.
Devil's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
I feel like I could relate, but.
all right. Rob wouldn't do that again. I guess why you go, you think that's too gay? Is that essentially what it boils down to?
Pretty much. Like you're doing that with your friend and it's just really awkward.
All right.
It'd have to be two women or something.
Lola, what about you? Is there anything you've done in the bedroom that you've tried that you don't want to try again?
Oh my God. I'm not going to lie. I've done what he said.
You've done the devil's threesome. You've had that.
What did she mean? Two guys or
two
was
guys?
Yeah. Well, I was. It wasn't planned though. It just kind of like was in the moment. I walk into the house and there's two guys instead of one. I'm like, oh.
So
I was trying to watch Titanic. Not gonna lie.
And the boat wasn't the only thing that went down.
This is why I can't go anywhere by myself.
So what do you mean you walked in? So you're going over to some guy's house or something?
Yeah.
All right.
And, basically.
And then you get there and you expect just one guy.
Yeah, like it usually is. You know, I don't come, you know, every day. I'm like, oh, I'm coming over, you know.
Right. And then his friend is there?
Yeah, his friend's there.
And then how does one thing lead to another? How does this all happen?
Well, before I went over there, it's like 3 a.m. Yeah. And I was, you know, doing my normal routine at 3 a.m.
Which is what?
You know, getting high.
Oh, getting high. Okay.
Yeah, you know, right. Just getting high at 3 a.m.
Right. Okay.
And I'm over here, you know, I'm kind of like stoned out of my mind. The guy invites me over. I'm like, all right, I'll come over.
Yeah.
And I walk in the door and then I see another guy. I'm like, who is this guy? He's like, oh, this is my friend. I'm like, oh, okay. That's, you know, hi, how are you?
Right.
And then one thing leads to another. Like, I'm a very like sensitive person. If somebody touches me when I'm high, it just feels good. So I'm just like, okay.
And then before you know it, the three of you are writhing around.
Basically.
Now,
did you smoke this morning?
Maybe.
I walk in the hallway. I'm like, I smell weed.
Really?
I was catching it. I'm like, somebody. I don't know if it's her or friend or Nads or what, but I smelled something.
But you know what though? We're still here though. I still made it on time.
No,
that's the only reason why I'm here right now because I feel like.
Because you're high.
Yes.
Okay.
Good job.
So these two guys, I mean, so they're railing you. Are they taking turns or are they doing you at the same time?
No. So one's like behind and I'm like in this guy's crotch area.
All right. Know. So you're servicing one guy while the other guy. And
basically,
then they trade off.
Yeah. Well, no, they don't trade off.
Oh,
they don't trade off at all.
All right. No.
They kept to themselves. He said, if our balls touch, then it's gay.
Yeah,
I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
You're right.
All right. So would you do that again?
No.
Why not?
Because it was just, my cheek hurt. Well, my whole mouth hurt the next morning.
You already got balls in your mouth with those piercings. And then that on top of it, it's too many.
All right. So you wouldn't do that again.
No, never.
You, Have you had a threesome with a guy and another girl?
No, I have not. No. I've never had the opportunity anybody to come up to me yet. So.
Okay. Have you ever been with a girl one-on-one?
I mean, I've been to like the, so I live in like by downtown. So it's, you know, there's a lot of gay bars. So I go there with all my friends. And one night I got really trashed off tequila.
Uh-huh.
And I had like maybe like 15 shots of tequila. I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know how many it was. I lost count. And then I've like looked at this girl across the bar and she like invited herself over and then she like grabbed my waist and just turned me around and we just started kissing. Oh, it was, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you've never gone all the way with a girl, right?
No, I have not.
I mean, you would you do that? Which would you be more likely? You and two guys or you and a girl?
I'd probably say the girl. I wouldn't say the guy.
All right.
No.
All right. Let's go to another guy here for Lola, who's 21 years old. She's 5'9", 145, long straight black hair, brown eyes. She's a stripper, 34B creamers, nice ass. You can see pictures of her at roverradio.com. I saw on her pictures, not only does she have these things going through her face, Dieter, but she has something stuck in her, like in her stomach too, like some sort of
oh, you mean the belly button piercing?
No, not a belly button. It's my, like in the side.
What are they called? I'm like, I have a blank.
It's
right
like
now.
A rib piercing.
No, they're like side piercings. They're like they're dermals. But I don't have those anymore because I ripped them out when I was really drunk.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. I was really drunk and I ripped them out.
You like taking off your clothes or something? You ripped it
no,
out?
No, I don't know. I think I just got super mad.
Oh, you just got mad. And you
I think
just...
I just got mad and I just ripped them out.
Ripped it. Oh, wow. All right. All right. If you think you would be a good match for her, give us a call. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. The date brought to you by Dive Bar. Jeffrey's going to be there on the 31st from 7 to 9, I believe it is. And Safe and Reliable Limos. We'll give a limo for the evening, 24-hour service. Now let's go to Mike, I think it is. Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory on the Thursday Hookup. Good morning, Mike.
Yo, Rover, what's up?
Yo, tell us how old you are.
I'm 27.
All right, and what do you look like?
I'm about 6 foot. I got brown hair, blue eyes. I got tattoos. I got, like, my entire back tattooed. I got a sleeve, my hands tattooed, my stomach's done. I'm pretty inked up.
All right. And what do you do for a living?
Well, right now I'm not doing much.
No one will hire you because of all those tattoos.
No. I usually don't have a problem with that, but I'm just kind of on vacation right now.
That's called unemployed,
yeah,
Mike.
No, wait for it. Wait for
vacation
it.
Is vacation is when you actually just take off temporarily. You're just
like,
unemployed.
Well, I have money, so I have an inheritance that I kind of came into, not on luck, but just someone passed away in the family. So
how much are we talking?
Yeah.
I don't want to say, but...
I mean, enough that you'd never have to work again?
No, I'll have to go back to work eventually, but I did like the... Have you ever seen Whale Wars?
Whale Wars.
The guys that are like battling the whalers.
The Japanese. Oh, like the Greenpeace guys or whatever.
Yeah, they're out there
they're
trying
Greenpeace,
to stop
but whatever.
It, but
right.
They don't do
like,
anything.
I'm
they just kind of shoot
there
water
on,
guns
like, the
at
water cannon. I'm out there on the water cannon, like, blasting the
you, you, wait a second.
Really? It's just a big water gun.
You're a Whale Wars guy?
I've done it. Yeah.
And what motivated you to do this? I mean, I get it.
You just like, wake up one day.
Yeah.
How do you get into that?
I travel a lot.
What's
so
it?
I was out on the Pacific Ocean doing that for like 3 months, and then I was in just a bunch of other countries, like small islands and stuff, just traveling around for a little while.
Wow. Well, it's a Whale Wars. Wow, that's crazy. All right. So you're not working, and how long have you not been working for?
Well, I've been back for like a month and a half, 2 months now.
Yeah, but you weren't actually working at Whale Wars or in these islands.
Oh, I mean, it's definitely work.
Were you getting paid?
No.
Okay. So you weren't working.
You just shoot a super soaker at some Japanese guys.
You're just in a squirt gun fight in Japan.
So when was the last time you had a job that paid?
A year and a half.
All right.
Who died to give you this inheritance?
One of my grandmothers.
And what kind of dough are we talking about? Is it over or under $100,000?
It's around there, I'd say.
All right.
It's good.
Now, how much have you blown through?
Well, I traveled for like 6 months, so I mean a few thousand.
I've traveled a lot,
I'm still sitting pretty.
What's that?
I said I'm still sitting pretty.
All right. Would you say you have 50% of the money left? 80%.
Oh yeah, well, I'm over that. Yeah, I'm over 50%.
All right. So he's probably spent about 30 grand so far.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably accurate.
All right. Yeah, but that's in a year and a half. You spent a third of that already. I mean, you don't have a...
Yeah, well, now I'm home hanging out now. I'm not traveling and spending like I was.
All right. Lola, what do you want to know about guy number two, Mike, the Whale Wars guy?
Jeffrey was openly making out with a woman in Binghamton.
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 I have really bad eyesight, too, so I'm like squinting.
Okay.
I'm not high. I'm just squinting, I promise.
Okay.
All right. That word?
Yep.
Have you ever been caught in the act while cheating?
No, I have not. But I have been caught making out with a girl that I guess my buddy was trying to get after, and it caused a huge scene. And there was also there was one girl that I knew for sure wanted to hook up with me there that night. And then I guess this girl that I was friends with like since kindergarten, she was also there, and they both saw and got super upset. So, and then plus my other buddy was real mad at me because I was making out with the girl he was trying to hook up with. So it caused a big fiasco.
So never bring you around my friends.
Right, we'll start making out with everyone. What about you, Lola? Have you ever been caught cheating?
Yeah.
What happened?
That guy who lived in California.
Yeah.
I'd never seen him, so I couldn't get any, love.
Any action,
I couldn't
right?
get any action, yeah. So I went out one night and I kept the messages. I went out and I went out with this guy, but I went to fly out the next morning to go see him.
Oh, you dirty, rotten. Oh, wow. Wow. All right. What else do you want to know about guy number two, Mike?
Halloween outfits are already on display at stores. If you could pick any costume for me to wear on our date, what would you pick?
This one was kind of tough, but I just recently had a run-in with a police officer, and she was a woman, and she was smoking hot, and, when she was patting me down, I got a little excited. So I think maybe a police officer outfit.
What was your run-in with the cop? Why was she patting you down?
I got pulled over and she smelled weed, but there wasn't any weed in the car. I had already smoked it. So she didn't have anything else to find, but she was convinced because the smell was so pungent that there was more weed in the car, but there wasn't. So she had to pat me down and make sure I was clean.
All right. Well, it sounds like these two would be a match made in heaven. All right. One last question for guy number two, Mike.
I love a guy that can do great impressions. Can you talk dirty to me in your best impression?
What would your impression be?
This one, I was trying to think, but I'm terrible at impressions, but I am good at talking dirty in bed.
So, all right, let's hear you. He's got to do an impression of something, right? I mean,
yeah, Christopher Walken. Everybody can do that.
Jeffrey LaRogue.
Yeah, anything.
Jeffrey, come on. Let's do this.
So bad.
All right. Mike, hold on the line. I have time for one last guy. I'm going to have to take a break because I'm running behind. Okay. So we'll come back. We'll take our third guy. Lola is here. She's 5'9", 145, long, straight black hair, brown eyes, nice ass, nice rack. She's a stripper, 21 years old. You can see pictures of her at roverradio.com or you can watch at RMG TV and see what she looks like. And we'll be right back. We have time for one more guy. You think you'd be a good match for her? 866-YO-ROVER. We'll have one more guy, and then we'll find out what guy she's going to take out on the date right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
the TV show, these guys have been doing the strangest things for over a decade.
Oh, this is bad. Oh, God.
Strange, so strange.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, Lola is here this week's hookup party. We were running a little bit behind, so I have time for one last guy. Guy number three here on the Thursday hookup, 866-YO-ROVER. She is 21 years old, 5'9", 145, long straight black hair. She has brown eyes. She's a stripper with a 34B rack and a nice curvaceous ass. She wants to go on a date with you. The Thursday hookup brought to you by Dive Bar. Downtown. Jeffrey's going to be there from 7 to 9 on August 31st. And Safe and Reliable Limos, 24-hour service, lots of different vehicles available. Let's go to our third and final guy. John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, John.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening? Tell us how old you are, John.
31 years old.
And what do you look like?
5'10", green eyes, brown hair, a bunch of tattoos.
Okay.
What do you weigh?
190.
And what do you do for a living, John?
Financial analyst.
All right. What do you want to know, Lola, about John?
Yeah.
Snitcher was bragging about how great he is hiding his masturbation obsession. Have you ever been caught pounding off?
Well, like Snitcher, I was pretty good at hiding it. But I did have my mom found some dirty magazines one time. And needless to say, I got a nice godly talk after that.
The pages were stuck together. How old are you at the time?
15.
Yeah. That's embarrassing. You know, you don't want your mom to come across that kind of stuff. By the way, your mom probably shouldn't have even said anything. She should have just left it there, and that was it, you know, because it's just gross. Your mom going through your porno magazines, you know.
In the basement, there used to be a computer, and I had the lights off, and I was watching porn, and I was going to town, and then all of a sudden the lights came on.
Oh, no.
In the basement. And before I could turn around to see who it was, the lights were off and I heard someone scurry up the stairs. So I'm sure it was my mom or my dad. And
so one or the other, you don't even know.
No, they never said a word to me about it, but the boy was taking care of business.
What about you, Lola? Have you ever been caught care of business? No.
Not really, because I usually just fall asleep.
Well, you're so high most of the time, right? Do you even have time to diddle yourself because you're
no,
so high?
No, not really, because I just kind of fall asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
You have the munchies, and you're like, oh my God, I should probably, you know.
Oh, speaking of the munchies, all morning long, she's like, I'm so hungry. We've been having to bring her food. Like,
and I've never
seriously,
seen it.
Seriously.
Feeding like every 20 minutes.
Been doing the hookup for 20 years. I've never seen anything like this.
Can
right?
I just get my free jerky. Dinner now?
All right. What else do you want to know about John?
What is something you know that is very unhealthy, but you just won't give it up?
I would have to say probably smoke when I drink.
All right.
So you're not like a casual smoker?
No, just mainly when I'm drinking alcohol.
Oh.
All right. What about you? What do you want to give up, Lola?
I'd probably say my job.
The stripper job. You believe that to be unhealthy in a way?
Kind of in a way, because I mean, I'm around like, obviously, my environment. So I've seen everything. So I kind of just want to 2 more years. Might not even make it through 2 more years, though.
2 more years.
Probably like
that's
a
your
year,
goal.
And that's it.
Now, every stripper I've ever met has told me they're paying their way through school. Are you?
Oh, I'm not. No, I'm not. I don't go to school. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's college. Save up for college next year.
Honey, you look like you're 42. Yeah. You're telling me you're in college?
Yeah.
Okay. Saggy.
Do guys ever offer you money for sex?
Oh, yeah, all the time, but
ever taken it when it's a lot of money?
No, I don't think I've ever taken... Well, I've never had sex with them, but like I just take the money and be like, I'll be back in 5 minutes, and I'll just run
take
away.
Their money, you
know.
And I sneak out the back door. I'm like, bye.
Do you do bachelor parties?
I used to, well, last summer I used to do a lot of bachelor parties.
You didn't put out at all during those?
There was once. Oh, yeah. There was once.
What happened? Give me the rundown. How did this happen?
Well, I was at like a golf course, and the guy flew in like 6 girls from Vegas, and I was the only girl from Ohio was going to go, and it was in Akron, so we ended up going over there, and I ended up getting super trash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was so messed up. I literally blacked out, but I do remember doing some, you know.
How many guys? One customer?
Just one. Yeah, just okay. One. Because we all picked a guy, and then we all just split, and we went our ways.
Uh-huh. How much you get paid for a bachelor party like that?
I got paid $500 up front when I got on my Uber, and then I made over $2,000 when I left at 7 a.m. when they had tea time.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of bachelor parties, they dance at first, but then you pay a little extra. You can take them into a side room.
I see.
It's very common.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So would you have sex for money? If someone came into the club and they said, I'll give you $500 or $1,000.
Not $1,000.
How much are you talking about?
Well, I've never like really like put myself out there like that, but if I had a, I don't know. See, that's a hard question.
We're about $10,000. He has the cash.
That's a lot of money.
How old is he? How old is he and what does he look like?
An older man. Say he's, you know,
40.
Okay.
40? Does he look all right?
I'd say he's 41. He wears a black baseball cap. He has a little bit of a beard, blue eyes.
He's known in the radio.
He's lost a lot of weight recently.
Yeah, he weighs about 174.
Really long neck.
Yeah. It looks like April the Giraffe.
A long what?
Neck.
All
sorts of stuff. Yeah. Lots of things that are long. Now, all right. How much money would it take?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
I'll bet doing it. $2,500. I think she'd do it for $1,000, but.
No, not $1,000. I feel like I couldn't do it for $1,000.
Someone throws $1,000 cash at you.
Right. That's tax free money. You know, like that's.
You just take it quick and run. That's all you got to do.
That's how girls get killed. You don't want to do that. $2,500. I think that would get it. I think that would get the job done.
Yeah, I feel like if I was like really drunk, I feel like I could probably do it.
I think if you were really drunk, I wouldn't have to pay $2,500.
Take you out to dinner.
Right, take you out to dinner at a nice place and you're putting out later that night. all right, let's see. One last question, I think, here for guy number three, John.
What is your wildest sexual secret that you want to indulge in at least once in a lifetime?
I would say probably somewhere outside, kind of. Risky, you know, maybe you get caught, maybe not.
Yeah, that's not too crazy, though.
Like, no, I feel like I do something crazier.
Well, I mean, it depends on where outside.
Well, maybe if it's outside at an amusement park and everyone's in line.
Or
maybe.
A playground.
Yeah, but, sure, maybe that. But, you know, Boy Scout meeting or something. But, I mean, boy, I'm trying to think about this.
I mean, I've seen somebody do it on an airplane once before.
You saw that?
Well, yeah, like I seen two people, like a couple go in there, and then like 5 minutes later, she came out, she was fixing her hair and everything. I'm like, oh, she's got some.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over here sitting like, I didn't get any.
Would you ever do that? Would you do it on a plane in the
bathroom?
Oh,
no. It's too small.
Yeah.
I'm tall and I need to maneuver sure. and all that. So,
what's one thing that you would like to live out sexually before you die?
I don't know. I feel like that's a really hard question too.
You don't have any, fantasies or fetishes?
Oh, I've always wanted to like be on like an office desk and then like push everything over, like in the movies and stuff. You know,
yeah. Throw everything
like
off.
Yeah, like throw the computers and everything.
Girls have such weird things. Like they're like, that's so hot. I just want to go at it where we move everything from the desk. No guy's ever had that fantasy. No guy's been like, I want to push stuff off of a desk. No.
Who's going to clean that up afterwards? Yeah,
not me.
You want like an orgy or something, right? I mean, Dieter, what's one thing you'd like to try before you die? One sexual thing.
Well, multiple women, like you said, that's of course.
Never had a threesome?
No. Every time something went wrong or blew up in my face, we would start, but I would say just
What can go wrong? I mean, when you start, I mean,
generally, when you start a threesome, it usually works, I would guess. What goes wrong?
No, I've been at a party, and you go into a side room with a couple girls, and then the whole party spills into that room, and the girls are, like, embarrassed they were doing that, and they're like, then they leave.
Mm. Why are they embarrassed?
Because they were caught, like, messing around. Some had boyfriends, you know, so they're like, oh, we're not doing this. And then I'm like, oh, I just blew my shot.
So what would you want to try? That, the two
girls?
Yeah,
like five women bent over a bed. So just their asses are sticking up. You just go from one to one to one to one, just down the row.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fantasy.
Charlie, anything you want to try?
Yeah, just lots of chicks. Just like a bunch of chicks at once.
Just like 20.
Yeah. Just me.
That's a lot of holes, though. Are you sure you're ready for that?
I wouldn't even finish. I'd get two through two, and I'd be done. But I was there, man.
All right. Let me take a quick... Oh, actually, I'm not going to take a break. Why don't we do this? Let's let Lola go out. She'll figure out what guy she wants to take out on the date. We'll give her a few minutes to think about that. All right. We'll let you go out. Doogie will come in, she'll do the shizzy, the news, and then we'll have Lola come back in and we'll find out what guy she's going to pick to take out on the date, which is brought to you by Dive Bar. They're downtown West 6th, I believe.
Yeah, right? The last bar on the street. Always a good time.
And Jeffrey's going to be there on the 31st. I threw away the sheet, so I'm doing this all off of memory.
7 to 9.
7 to 9 on the 31st. What is that, a Saturday?
Thursday.
Oh, it's a Thursday. Oh.
It's a Labor Day weekend.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I don't know. Is it?
Isn't it?
What's that in the weekend? It's Thursday.
It's a Thursday. That's not a weekend.
If it was Saturday,
if it was
or
a Monday,
Monday,
that might be.
No, that going into that Labor Day weekend, a lot of people take Thursday. They go off. They take Friday. It's a good party night.
Yeah, you
listen
know.
Listen to her try to sell this.
Dude, I'm out always on Thursday nights, right, dude?
Friday, a lot of people take that Friday off of Labor Day, right? Isn't Labor Day the 4th? Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people take that because they already have Monday off. Sure, some people take it off.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know as if I would say that Thursday is a huge party night by any means.
It's right up there next to the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, get out of here. You're an idiot.
She's pulling out of her ass.
Yeah, she is.
That's the biggest bar night of the year, they say.
There you go.
All right, are you ready for the shizzy doozy, the news? All right, here we go.
Here to shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So we told you earlier this morning that North Korea has set mid-August as the deadline for attacking Guam, and we were talking about missiles and all of that. So I just saw this story. I thought, if North Korea fires missiles towards Guam, it would take about 14 minutes to reach the island. That is not very long.
No.
So
well,
I saw
first
that
of all, why would you look? These guys are all both Trump and this Kim Jong-un are full of hot air. If you were going to attack Guam, first of all, it's Guam. I mean, Guam could sink right now, and I wouldn't even know about it. Like,
don't we have a lot of military people
well, yeah,
there?
There's a base
so
there.
It's
that's
a
why.
Big deal. It's not that.
Is that why he wants to hit Guam?
Yeah. It's a U.S. base there. Anything that would hurt us. But like Pearl Harbor, they just attacked, right?
Yeah, you don't just go, you know, we're thinking about this, and here's how we would do it. We'd fly our missiles right over here and do the, I mean, that's why I think that's just nonsense, because if you're going to strike, you wouldn't telegraph that, I don't think.
So this is according to Guam Homeland Security spokesperson. They said the residents would be immediately notified by the 15 all hazards alert warning system sirens. And people are a little nervous. So
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't
minutes.
Want to be on Guam right now. I don't think they have anything to do, but
how about this though? The Olympics? I guess I didn't realize this. As all of this back and forth over North Korea is going on, the next Olympic Games, they kind of loom in the not so distant future, because the 2018 Winter Olympics will be held in South Korea, and that pretty much the city sits on the doorstep of North Korea, just 40 miles south of the zone separating the north from the south.
Wait, that's the Summer Olympics already? Next
winter.
Year? Winter.
The zone. What's it called, that zone?
38th parallel?
I knew she
demilitarized zone.
There you go. She didn't want to. She wasn't sure she would be able to pronounce that. I know her so well. I can just tell.
Did you predict?
It's 40 miles from the zone. I mean, you know that it doesn't
say
that.
I know how to say demilitarized.
I'm sorry. What's that?
Demilitarized.
Just say DMZ.
Would I say DMZ? You know me so well. I don't know that.
You would say TMZ.
I love TMZ. Do you go to those games? As of right now, those games are on schedule to start February 9th and end February 25th. I don't go to South Korea with all this crap going on.
Well,
it's a month.
Quite a while. And we'll see what the situation's like.
You really don't. We're already, kids are going back to school. You're in the middle of August. September, October, November, December, 6 months.
Already. Well, listen, it can't stay at what's happening right now. All this missile testing, something's going to happen.
I don't know.
Do you guys get into the Winter Olympics like you do with the Summer Olympics?
I do. I like the winter more than summer.
What?
Me too.
Yeah.
Wait, why? Because of snowboarding and crap?
I
don't know. Everything about it. The racing's, just the ice skate racing's cool to watch.
That is
cool.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
The luge and the skeleton.
Yes, all those things.
The guy with the soul patch.
Apollo Antonono?
Yeah. Man, he had some good races. He would be yawning before the match. I'm like, man, I hate this son of a bitch. He was yawning. Remember that was his technique?
Trying to get more oxygen.
I know, but it looks like he's so bored. And then he would always step it up in the last lap.
So, Rover, you're a summer guy?
Well, I don't know. You know, these last Olympics, I didn't really get that into them. And
a lot of swimming.
Oh, yeah, way too much.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also sort of torn on this staggering of the Olympics that they've done, where it's the Summer Olympics, then 2 years later it's the Winter Olympics, 2 years it's back to the summer. It used to just be every 4 years, and you'd have the Summer Olympics and the Winter Olympics. I don't know, which is, it almost seems like the Olympics happen too frequently now.
Yeah, I like the 4 years.
I mean, we're still talking about this stuff in Brazil, right? Rio.
But what was the last Winter Olympics? Was that Sochi?
Yeah.
It doesn't even seem that long ago.
That seems like a million years ago to me.
Does it really? It just seems like the Olympics happen very frequently now. So I don't know. It's just too much. Go on, douche.
Quickly, Kevin Hart is being sued by a fan. The fan claims the comedian's security beat him to a pulp, threatened to tase him, and called him a, quote, bitch, pussy, coward, end quote. Jake Collins claims in this new lawsuit that he was invited to VIP guest portion of the concert on August 29, 2015. He was aggressively approached and detained by stadium security. He doesn't say in the lawsuit why he attracted the attention and the ire of the security team, but the suit claims that stadium security handed him over to Kevin's personal security, and that's when the brutality began. So, didn't end there. Security threw him to the ground, struck him in the head, neck, and shoulders, kneed his rib cage for bad measure, and he wants more than $50,000, probably a lot more. He's suing Kevin
millions.
Because he says the comedian has to take responsibility for his people. And then real quick, Billie Lourd, you know, is the daughter of Carrie Fisher. And
Carrie Fisher
died in 2016 of December, so almost a year ago. Well, now we know that there was a hefty sum that was left to Billie Lourd, the estate, and almost $7 million that she's going to get. Jeez, a lot of people are surprised. A lot of people are like, that's a lot of money.
Well, she must have blown it all on drugs and stuff because, I mean, come on, you're one of the main three people in Star Wars.
This is from The Land and everything. So here's the deal. So she's a Tesla and like all that kind of crap. Almost $7 million. But she also, this 25-year-old, the daughter, is going to inherit the image of Carrie Fisher and all of that, the public image, the likeness. So all the proceeds from Carrie's books and other trademarks and copyrights, now that will go to Lourd. Maybe she had trust funds. That's not part of this as well.
What about the movies?
Well, that's the image and all of that. You know, public.
Is that included? Now I'm really confused.
Me too.
Is that included in the $7 million or not included?
Because that should be way more than $7 million.
Yeah. Right. So when people are like, that's not that much money, that's the point of this is the other stuff is separate.
All right.
Did you say that's the biggest movie of all time?
Star Wars?
Just top of your head, biggest movie ever made.
Well, I mean, not single movie. Single movies have done more box office wise, but for franchise,
cultural significance.
Yeah, I'm just talking about what's known around the world and just everything put together, not just money. I mean, what's bigger?
Snitzer.
Harry Nothing. And the Hendersons.
Classic.
All right, you
guys.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess probably Star Wars is right up there. What else would
Marvel? The Marvel movies have made more.
Yeah, I'm not talking about just money.
But they've made 22 movies. Star Wars.
But those
only
are so
12.
Forgettable too.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, they all. It's pretty much the same plot in every single one.
Well, it's Superman. We say Superman's a bigger movie than Star Wars overall.
No.
No, I wouldn't.
What? What is bigger, Superman?
Yeah,
the movies.
I'm just talking about like overall. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right, dudes, you done?
Yes.
All right, let me take a break. We'll bring Lola back in. We'll find out what guy she's going to pick to take out on the Thursday hookup. I know we're running behind today. This usually takes the hookup normally doesn't take this long, but we'll come back. We'll find out which of those three guys that she talked to. I'll quickly recap those three guys, and we'll see. I have no idea. A lot of people are speculating. Well, I don't want to jinx it. I'll tell you what they're speculating as to who she's going to pick. We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover says he threw out his shoulder while vacuuming.
What a pussy Rover is.
But it turns out it was from carrying Doogie for years.
Why am I on the show then?
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, Lola is this week's hookup hottie, and it's taking a little bit longer than it normally does, but we are going to find out who she's going to take out on the date. She talked to three guys. Let me quickly tell you those three guys that she talked to. Rob, 36 years old. He's a machinist. He says that if he found out that her mother were in Penthouse 20 years ago, he would look it up. He'd want to see what the future holds, you know, what she's going to look like in 20 years. He says that he would defend her if some guy grabbed her ass on their date. He would push the guy off, but he would also be sort of like turned on because, like, oh, her ass is so great. Guys just can't help themselves. And he says that he has done a threesome, the devil's threesome, him and another guy and a girl. He says he would not want to do that again. Mike is the second guy that she talked to, 27 years old. He doesn't work. He got an inheritance and started going on whale wars, shooting water cannons at Japanese guys.
When I first talked to him, he was making it seem like his job was a whale wars guy.
No, he was just on the boat.
Squirting guns.
Getting no pay whatsoever or anything. He says he has not been caught in the act of cheating, but he did get caught making out with a girl that his friend was trying to hook up with. He'd like her to dress up as a cop if he could dress her any way that he wants. And he talked dirty to her while impersonating Mr. Jeffrey Allen LaRoe. Come on over here. I believe that's what he said. And the third guy that she talked to is John, who's 31 years old. He's a financial analyst. He was caught by his mom. Well, not caught in the act of cranking it out, but she found his dirty magazines and gave him a lecture over that when he was 15 years old. He smokes when he drinks, and he would like to have wild outdoor sex at least once in his lifetime. All right. Lola, you have had a few minutes to think about the guy that you're going to take out on the date. We'll pay for the whole thing. Limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. We'll give them that for the evening. And you can find out more at safeandreliablelimos.com. They have 24-hour service, lots of different vehicles. And The Hookup brought to you by Dive Bar. They're on West 6th. Jeffrey LaRocque, the famous Jeffrey LaRocque, going to be there on the 31st from 7 to 9 p.m. That's a Thursday. Jeffrey, as Doogie calls it, the holiday weekend.
Yes.
Even though Labor it's a Thursday. Weekend. Thursday night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lola, before you tell us who you are picking, tell us who you are not picking and why you are not picking that person.
Number one.
Guy number one, Rob. He's out. Why?
I've been with a factory guy before, and it never works out.
All right.
Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like it is, like, I've tried, like, two or three factory guys before, and it just never...
Didn't work out. So you're done with factory guys.
Yes.
All right. That leaves it between guy number two, Mike, the Whale Wars inheritance guy, or guy number three, John, the financial analyst.
Nice.
Who are you not picking and why?
Well, I'm so sorry to say this, but number two.
You're not picking number two. You're not picking the Whale Wars guy. Why is that?
Because if he's going to play with, like, guns, like the like water guns, I want him to play with me, not water guns.
All right. So that means that she's picking guy number three, John, the financial analyst. Why'd you pick that guy?
He seems like me, I feel like.
A stoner?
Yeah.
All right.
We get each other.
Okay. All right. Well, let us know how the date turns out. I wish you well.
Okay.
And I hope everything, I think it'll be all right. She'll be a fun girl to take out on a date, right?
I mean, the other two can come see me at my work, but that's it.
All right. Sure. Are you working tonight?
Yes, I am.
You are. Where do you work? Are you going to, you want to give a plug?
Yeah, Christie's.
All right. There you go. There's
Jeffrey will be there at Christie's tonight.
Oh, my God. Yes, he will. Oh, boy. Have fun on the date. Let us know how it turns out.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Lola. Okay. Ladies, if you want to get on the Thursday hookup, go to roverradio.com. You can sign up to be on the hookup. It's under the menu there where it says the show. And you click that and you'll see, or hover over, whatever you do, and you'll see that there's a link that says get on the hookup. Fill that out and send us a picture, and you can come into the studio and talk to guys and pick one to take out on a date, and we'll pay for the entire thing. Have you ever seen this guy, Charlie? His name is Jason Miller. You ever seen this guy on TV? Let me show you his photo. You might recognize him.
Maybe.
It's right up there on RMG TV. He's on CNN a lot.
Yeah, I think I have.
I recognize him because he has no chin.
Yeah, like, the anti-chin.
Yeah, it's just... It's really weird. He's got a fat face and absolutely no chin. Well, he's on CNN all the time. He was a Trump campaign guy, and he was offered the job of White House communications director after Trump won. I think he was like the communications director for the campaign, and then he was offered the job in the White House. And before he accepted... And he's married, has kids. Before he could accept the position, after it was offered to him, another campaign staffer named A.J. Delgado tweeted him and like a fake congratulations, like, oh, congratulations on the job offer, and referred to him as the 2016 version of John Edwards. Now, do you remember John Edwards? He was... John Kerry's vice presidential nominee, and then he ended up, you remember his wife had cancer, but he ended up knocking up his mistress, Rael Hunter.
Yeah,
I think,
the National Enquirer broke the story.
When you say his name, I think National Enquirer.
So people were like, what does that mean exactly? Well, it turns out, He said, no, I'm going to pass on this job. Now, that's bizarre, isn't it? Because most people would take that White House communications director gig. If you've been the communications director on the campaign, isn't that sort of like the, well, sweet, I get to, you know, do this for the president of the United States.
Step
for
up.
The White House. But he declined the position and said, no, thanks, but no thanks. This AJ Delgado, this woman, she deleted that tweet. She changed her phone number and she moved away. She moved on to Florida, I think. Well, she recently emerged just a couple days ago. And she said, I am now the proud parent of a beautiful son named William. Guess whose son that is? It's this Jason Miller, that the married guy who has a couple of kids.
Wait, so he was married. He's been married this whole time.
Oh, yeah, he's been married this whole time. In fact, his wife just gave birth to their second child in January.
So he has two kids, one from his wife, one from his mistress.
Yeah, well, he has three kids, two from his wife, one that was just born, and one from this mistress as well. It turns out
they were pregnant at the same time.
They were pregnant at the same time. Oh, it turns out that Jason Miller and this. That's got to be why he turned on the position, obviously. And this other woman, this AJ Delgado, here she is with Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
It turns out that the night before the last presidential campaign debate, the one between Trump and Clinton, the last debate, the night before, I don't know if it took place in Las Vegas, that debate, might have. Because the night before, Jason Miller and AJ Delgado went out with people to a strip club in Las Vegas.
Oh, boy.
Where they had a wild night of partying. One thing obviously led to another. And Jason Miller, the chinless wonder, knocked up this AJ Delgado.
Oh, Vegas. It's dangerous.
He says that he has now admitted, yes, that is my child. Came out yesterday and said, yes, this is my child. And amazingly, he said that his wife has accepted the news. My wife and I, along with our two daughters, are excited to welcome William into the world and into our family. And we appreciate the well wishes we've received from so many.
That's a good answer. Not buying it, but that's a pretty solid.
Anyone buy that?
No.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, first of all, when do you think he broke the news to his wife?
When the baby was born.
Yeah, right then.
Oh, no. You don't think the cryptic tweet from that other woman, calling him the 2016 version of John Edwards?
After she refused an abortion, probably.
Then he told his wife, who was presently knocked up at the time with their second.
There's going to be another one.
Oof.
Yeah, it was in Vegas, that last debate.
Was it?
So.
You think that there's any possible that wife has got to just be furious, right?
Yes.
I don't think she accepts the situation. She probably punches guy in the nuts.
Yeah, but she's also the breadwinner. You put up with a lot more when the guy has a good job and he's pulling that kind of bank in.
I guess, but
if he was some Joe Blow with a crappy job, of course you would leave him. But she's set up for life. You take that trade-off, Rover, when you have a guy with a good job making a lot of money. He's going to have women throwing themselves at him. He's going to be cheating.
You think they are still going to have, because this guy would go on CNN, Anderson Cooper, almost every night. You think they still leave him on there?
No.
Or
yes.
They take him off?
They always give these guys second
Fox
chances.
Fox News?
Three months, he'll be back.
No. Fox News is all embroiled in the cloud of sexual harassment and all this crap.
This is CNN, for one thing. And two,
you just
number
didn't
two,
you say he was on CNN and Fox News?
No, I said he's on CNN.
Okay.
You brought up Fox News.
That's fake news anyway, yeah. So it's probably a fake story. Is she really pregnant? Did she really have a son, William?
Who knows?
But Dieter, you're talking about financials.
How rich is he?
I don't know.
He was communications director.
He was.
Almost.
He's not in the White House now, you dumbass.
No, I know he didn't take the job, but before this, he sounded like he was a high-ranking guy.
But that's alimony, that's child support.
Yeah, how much do you think he made as a campaign communications director?
Good.
No.
You're on the campaign, Rover?
75?
What do you think?
You kidding me? Half a mil?
No.
Get the hell out of here.
You're on the damn campaign.
150 grand, maybe.
You think that much?
Yeah.
Saskeith makes way more than that. He runs this place. Let's be realistic here.
Well, maybe he made more in the campaign. I'm telling you, the White House, what do you think a White House communications director makes?
Oh,
what's
at least
their
quarter
salary?
Mil. Sean Spicer's making, what, quarter mil?
Seriously?
I thought I read that.
Well, that's believable. Let's see. Director salary. It's got to be public information. Let's see. Let's look at this.
A special assistant to the president makes $117,000. I want to see what the communications director makes. I can't find that. Can you find that, Charlie?
Yeah, I'm looking. I think we're on the same page here. Doesn't show.
Trump communications director Stephanie Grisham, $115,000.
White House really okay. Sean Spicer was making $179,000. So does Bannon and Priebus when he was there.
What does Bannon
and Conway
do?
Kellyanne Conway too.
What does Bannon do?
He's like a advisor to the president,
chief strategist.
Yeah, whatever the hell that means.
So he hangs out at the White House and he just starts fights with everybody and he gets paid
$179,700.
You used to see him a lot more.
Yeah, he's been laying low.
Well, I now think everyone made fun of his face for so long.
I think he's feuding with McMaster.
It's all splotchy.
It's a bad face.
Yeah,
a lot of money.
Anyhow, so you don't think that there's any way that that woman, his wife, is like, oh yeah, cool, we're.
No.
I accept it. I'm not happy about it, but I accept it. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Could you live with that if you're a woman and your husband knocks up another woman after a drunken night of crazy sex? Do you stay with your husband or do you immediately leave him? What do you do? Theater, what would you expect your wife? If you were married, what would you expect your wife to do?
So I knock up a chick on the side.
Yep.
Your wife is pregnant.
Drunken
one night
stand. I mean, I don't know if it's a one night stand or not, but we know it happened at least once. Do you expect her to leave you, or would you plead your case, try to get her to stay? What would you do?
Oh, with all the appearances I do, all the money I'm pulling in, appearances at Walmart and all those places, you got to put up with I expect you to put up with a lot more than just a guy with a normal job, Rover.
So you would expect your wife to stick it out.
Yeah, we all make mistakes. You can't hold somebody.
Snitz, what would happen if you, let's say that we were in West Palm Beach on a trip and
he was roofied.
No, he was horned. It's a horn dog.
Yeah, you know,
grandma.
He'll pull a Jeffrey and he won't even answer this.
Yeah, sure he will. He goes out. He has, I don't know, he goes crazy. He has two Cosmopolitans, all right?
Ciders.
Two Appletinis.
Yeah, two Appletinis. And you have a drunken one-night stand. You knock the girl up. You have to tell your wife, I guess, because, I mean, you just have to.
Would he?
Well, first of all, would you if you did that? Snitz, I don't think, is the kind of guy that could keep a secret. He'd probably do it before he even got back. He'd like call her and start crying.
You feel guilty.
Yeah.
You can't move on.
No.
Would you tell right away, Snitz?
Yeah, probably.
When you got back or like on the phone?
When I got back in person, probably.
All right. What do you think your wife would do?
Oh, divorce. Instantly.
Really?
Yeah, instantly.
Even everything you've been through, four kids.
After all these years.
Yeah, it's all based on trust, dude.
I know, but you can win that back, can't you?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, so wait a second. After all of this time, how long have you been married?
We've been married for 25 years.
25
together,
years.
Together 30, yeah.
So if you screw up, you've been together 30 years. If you screwed up once, you don't think she'd cut you some slack?
Yeah, it's not baseball. It's one strike out.
Oh, that's not fair.
What if she did it?
Right.
What if she did that? Would you kick her to the curb and request an immediate divorce?
Yeah, probably.
It's one strike, you're out. Why even think about it, Snitch?
Would you really?
Yeah, I mean, we made, you know, a promise to each other.
Honey, I don't think you would. I don't think Snitz.
No,
I think you would be devastated.
Right.
And she would be devastated. It was obviously a mistake. It was one time.
I think you could move past that.
I think you would stay. I think
I mean, especially Snitz and his wife. They're so close and they've been together for 30 years. If anyone could move past something like that.
Well, yeah, there's
other your wife.
Other mistakes, but cheating? No.
I agree with him.
Man, that's
like the worst thing you could do.
Yeah,
well, sure it is, but I just.
But guys will say, oh, it's just sex. It didn't mean anything.
Well, yeah, that's not one. Me. And two, Snitz, it makes you appreciate what you have.
Snitz,
when you wake up
around
next to that hog and you're like, man, I really have something good at home, it kind of wakes you up, don't you think?
He does appreciate her, though.
I know, but it really makes you appreciate.
Reinforces it, right?
Yeah. It's almost a good thing for you, Snitz.
No, I mean, we have a really great relationship, so it's.
But can it be better by doing this?
No. That's stupid. Better by cheating. Yeah, that's how it works.
Don't you want another child?
I don't think Snitz would divorce his wife if she did it. Do you?
He would not. No,
I don't
way.
Think so either.
No.
I don't think so.
But I might be in jail because I probably killed the dude.
Why would you kill the guy if your wife cheats on you? Why would you kill the guy?
You have to kill the guy. I mean, come on. You have to. Dude, I can't see this guy walking in the streets.
But he may not even know that she was a married woman.
He even exists.
Yeah, I don't care. He's going to know.
That I banged Snitzer's wife.
How would he know? I mean,
because I'm going to tell him. That's what he's going to know.
Right before you stab him with a butter knife. Got
like
it.
A slow death. Yeah, it's going to be
I'm gonna hurt you really bad.
Do this with Charlie. And you do this scenario.
They're not married, and they've been together
they're
9 years.
They're pretty much
though,
married, though. I mean,
I'd probably be gone. I expect her to do the same for me.
You don't think he would ever be able to forgive that?
No, I would even if I did forgive it. Anytime she left, I'd think she's doing it again. I would never get over it.
Even if it was like a one night drunken thing, she was totally wasted.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. You'd let B2 do this?
Really?
You'd still get married?
Yes.
Probably. No, I think so. It depends. Look, I think there's a difference between a drunken one night thing and if you're carrying on a relationship behind
someone's back.
Not when
you're married. When you're married,
I'm not married.
No, but
would you go through with the wedding?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Would she?
I think you'd like to think
you
would.
I mean, it depends on the situation.
I think she would do the same for you.
What? You think if he...
I don't know, but girls are different than guys.
I don't know if she would.
Less forgiving, you know?
I think you'd like to think you wouldn't care, or you'd care, but you'd still get married. I don't think you would. I think you'd break up with her.
It depends on the situation. Again, if it was a secret relationship, I
get the difference.
But drunken one night?
If you could get one back in return, one drunken night with a chick.
Done deal.
Then
fine.
He's
even Steven.
Then he doesn't care.
Yeah,
which
fine.
Is twisted.
Tit for tat.
Yep, there it is.
All right, if you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app on your phone or the Apple TV app as well. Just download that, watch or listen live. It's free. For everyone else, we will be right back after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, Dieter.
Dieter.
He's got the biggest balls in radio.
You look like a skinny punk to me.
Too bad he's also got the smallest dip.
It's the opposite of manliness.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Get to our last shizzy of the morning in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Douchey?
Walmart had to apologize for a back-to-school promotion or display, rather, in their store. I'll tell you what they did next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. I had a meeting with the company yesterday, and this may be true. I don't know. I asked them because we were discussing all sorts of stuff. But, you know, there's always a back and forth battle between the company and me. And anyhow, we were talking about syndication, and I asked what was the word I used? I don't want to say raunchiest. That wasn't it. Risque, maybe. Who is the most risque or controversial show that you guys have in syndication? And they said me, hands down. You guys believe that?
Really?
Yeah.
Across the whole nation.
Across the whole country, that's right.
I know we
cool.
That sucks.
Do you like that
Hanging
title?
Our hat on
no.
that, right?
Yeah.
No, it's exactly the opposite of what we should be doing. And I've said this for a couple of years.
But you hate fun, and this is fun. Having fun here and getting paid.
Yeah, but when the company thinks that we're controversial, then they're not going to push us forward.
I can't believe that. There's nobody
controversial. We, of course,
and it's fun to come into work. If we have to change the way we do the show just to get bigger, it's not worth it. Is it the events we do? Is it our language?
No, it's the on-air content. That's
what,
it.
The sex and crapping your pants, all that talk every day?
Well, whatever it is that we talk
about. That's why I get up in the morning.
They couldn't have been happy about the race to the top of the mountain.
Let's not bring that up.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know. I guess I'd never really thought about it, but I guess maybe they're right. I don't know.
Of course they're right.
So do we tone it down?
Of course we do, if you want to grow.
Listen to Douchey.
Vanilla. Yeah. Rover's Vanilla
She's
Glory.
She's just seeing money signs. She thinks it'll be more money.
Right.
You've been working for how long
get... You'll never get a raise. How about that? It's the same amount of money.
That's not the point of this. You know that. It has nothing to do with...
It's the same amount of money.
No, it's not.
I'm just asking you. If you. So you change everything for the same amount of money.
But that's not the That is not even an offer on the table.
I didn't say it was. I'm asking you, if you got paid the same amount of money for the next 5 years, just change everything. Even if we were on 500 radio stations, you got paid the same amount of money. Change anything or don't change anything.
And then you reap the benefits in 5 years?
No.
Yes.
Listen.
No, no. So it is money.
So in other words,
it is
the only reason why she would.
You work this hard to grow. Everybody does. And if you say that you don't, then you're full of crap.
See? Look.
See, you won't be able to say that.
No, because it's a lie. It's a lie. Everybody works hard.
Listen, I'll tell you what it is. People think I'm a lot crazier than I am. Or a lot more, you know. Listen to the show for a few days, and I think you'll figure that out. Anyhow, so it wasn't like a contentious thing or whatever. I was just asking them. I was curious. And they didn't even bat an eye, these executives. They go, you. I go, me? They go, yeah, not even close. Are you kidding me? I guess I didn't really think about that too much. Did you?
No, I've never. That's what's blowing my mind. Across the whole nation, every show, we're hands down. We push it the most.
That's what they told. Well, out of shows in syndication, there may be one show. You know, some
guy. Bobby Bones is doing this kind of stuff.
I don't know who that is.
No,
I just know the name. I never.
Very, very, very safe. They were telling me about a guy who used to do a show like ours, and then he changed everything.
Now look.
How's he doing now?
Well, he's
better
than
we are.
He's doing great, but no one listens to the show. Like it's a long story, but anyhow, I don't know. Hobbs in Rochester. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Hobbs. Yo.
What's up, Rover? This is a perfect example of why Doozy knows nothing about radio.
Really?
If you really. Shut up, you stupid bitch.
Whoa.
That's not controversial.
Geez. Well, why don't you just cut me off then?
I'd love to.
Can I talk?
Go, you dumbass.
Okay. This is why you know nothing about radio. If you did everything management told you about, who do you think would listen? People like Doozy.
No one but management would listen.
Right.
Yeah, we would listen. We would hear updates about people in Hollywood that are getting divorced that nobody cares about that we have to listen to every day during your retarded shizzy.
Yeah, that word, that's controversial. There you go. You're not helping the scene here, Hobbs. And just for that, Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, are they getting back together?
Oh,
speculation, Hobbs.
Right.
Takes
I'm
us
done.
To the top.
Right,
bye, Hobbs.
Thank you, Hobbs.
Yes.
Brian, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning. You're on the show. I love you guys. I never want to see you guys go away except one person. Now, Rover, I want to say that Jeffrey is not the dumbest person on the show. Even Doozy is not the dumbest person on the show.
Who's the dumbest?
Sir, are the dumbest person on the show.
I'm the dumbest.
Because you renew Doozy's contract every single time, and we all got to listen to you bitch and moan and piss and moan about why she's on the show. She's got you. She's tagged you, buddy. And, Doozy, the best thing you can do for the show, the end of the barrel goes in your mouth and the finger goes on the trigger. Oh, Paul!
Wow, that's hardcore. All right, thank you, Brian. Jeez, the love from our fans. So-called fans.
People are hearing Doozy say she wants to ruin the thing that they like. Right now, you're willing to ruin it.
No one's gonna do that.
No one's ruining anything.
No, but
Doozy's
pro then. No, I don't think you will. Go ahead.
No, because I can't say what I want to say because there's other stuff involved. But it's just look, you have to decide.
Listen,
you will never get to where you need
what
to
has
be.
To happen.
Just, and you know that.
I know what I'm doing. I'm a radio professional. Just flip a switch.
I trust
put the show on, and I'll take care of the rest. You know? Trust me on this one. Trust me, guys.
You're the guy that was against you're the new Rover.
Everything you have
what?
Everything that she has poo-pooed has turned out to do well. She hated RMG TV. You remember that?
I hate you.
Oh, this is stupid. How'd that turn out? That's right. Snitz is giving a thumbs up in there. Bob in Dayton.
It's controversial, Doozy.
Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How you doing, man?
Hey, man.
I just wanted to say, man, I used to live up in the Cleveland area. I moved to Dayton about 4 years ago. And I've been listening for years. And the main reason I started listening is because you guys are what you are. And it just kind of pisses me off that Doozy is more interested in getting a wider scope, more people listening, you know, listen to vanilla crap rather than, you know, being loyal to the fans who've been listening all these years.
Maybe what I'll do, I just had an idea. What if I did this? This is a great idea. I just keep doing the show the way it is. Then I start a second show, maybe in the afternoon, and I call it Rover's Showgram. And it's just lists. It's like the top five coolest cars, the top five funniest TV moments, maybe. What else could I throw in there? Like, what other good stuff?
I have surveys.
Well, tons of surveys.
Lots of surveys,
You should drink coffee. You shouldn't drink coffee. And something for chocoholics.
That I could just do in my sleep. We could do that in the afternoon, syndicate that to like 800 radio stations.
I'd be
making like $50 million or whatever. And
let's do it.
Hosting. I'll be hosting everything. The iHeart, this and that, it's the iHeart Top 10 List Awards, and I'll host all that crap. That's my new game plan.
Just don't let Doozy read the list.
She'd start at number one.
Yeah, go backwards.
Normally does lists. I'm going to tell you the top five places, vacation destinations in the world. And then she starts she with number the, one. You
right.
go, no, you start with number five, you dumbass. Oh, man. No, I'm trying to navigate everything with the, I'm trying to figure things out. You know, we're not changing anything, but trying to figure out the best plan of attack for the future of the show, if that makes sense. And again, this was not a contentious meeting yesterday, for the most part.
Who was there? The corporate guys? And then Saskeith?
Two corporate guys, Saskeith.
Ballrag?
They let Ballrag come in.
They did?
Yeah, Ballrag and Gary Mincer.
Oh, wow.
You know, all the power players at iHeart.
Well, they're
all
in there.
You know?
Something's going on.
You're pissing me off right now.
Got the whole thing planned out. No. Well, I don't want to get into. Yeah. I don't want to get into the whole.
Don't be mad.
Thing.
You even said
no,
that.
No, there's nothing to be mad at. I don't know what you'd be mad at. I'm trying to. The story of the guy in Binghamton. So, 70-year-old guy. I told this on the air the other day. 70-year-old guy, and I see him coming through the line, and I go, "This guy just wants a free T-shirt." I know an old person looking for a free radio handout when I see one. So I knew this guy's game, and he gets up to the table, and it turns out he was actually a fan. Like, he knew us. He knew the show. He wasn't just trying to get a free shirt. He goes, "I'll never forget the first day I tuned in to you. Y'all was talking about anal sex."
I did not hear this story.
That hooked him.
Wow. Seriously?
He loved it. He said, I can't believe you guys do that. I've been looking for this.
Yeah, he loved it. I think what people are trying to figure out is you get a certain amount of, I don't know, like people here know the show. People have been listening to the show for a long time. If you just tune in the show, if you go on in a new city and just day one, you might hear it and go, who is this a-hole? Now, after about 90 days, you realize I'm the smartest guy on the planet. I know everything.
Really?
I'm a never great wrong. Guy. I'm good. Nice. He's so good looking. I have a huge penis. I mean, you learn all of that about me. How I always put others ahead of myself.
Charitable.
Very generous, charitable.
Positive.
Love kids and animals.
Compliments.
Yeah.
Workers.
Oh, you know, that's
friendly.
Right.
Friendly.
Always patting us on the back.
Yeah. So you learn all it, but on day one, you don't know any of that stuff. I think that's what they're trying to figure out. How do we put your show on a bunch of radio stations? And you don't have people flip out until they get to learn the show. You know, does that make sense to anyone? Are you guys following me on this?
The way that they're doing it with this rollout in other places, is that working?
I don't know.
Oh,
you tell me.
Feedback?
I don't know. We were in Grand Rapids. I heard both positive and negative. They said some people were like, oh, it's great because I really got up to speed. You know, I didn't know the show at all. And over a 90-day period, we heard pretty much just the backstories of almost everyone on the show. Jeffrey cheating, Dieter, I don't know, whatever the hell Dieter's doing in these things. Doogie's kid and not getting laid and... me getting engaged and all that stuff. It's all condensed into 90 days. So you really get up to speed. So I heard one woman in Grand Rapids told us that she loved it. She knew it, you know, by the time we started live, she knew what was going on. Other people told me that it was, you know, so it's only 3 5-minute clips per hour. So like those per hour, it could be those three clips could all be about the same thing. And so then they're playing like 800 songs in between there, each clip. And the guy's like, I talked to a few people, they're like, dude, it's killing me because you'd hear 5 minutes and then you'd go, okay, we're going to do this game. And then it'd be 20 minutes before you'd hear the game.
That's what Seacrest does. They cut him up.
No, he does 20 seconds. If you listen to him when he does an interview, he does one single question. And he goes, all right, thanks for calling. Let's go to break. And I'm like...
Yeah, he stretches it out so long. I hate that.
It's a 20-second interview.
Yeah.
Well, it's like five little clips of 20 seconds. I don't know. I don't listen to that, so I don't know what the hell they're doing.
If you think 5 minutes is short that we do, think about what he does with
right.
20 seconds.
What do you guys think about that 90-day rollout we've done on the past couple of stations?
I don't know if it worked or not. If it worked, then it's great.
I've heard different things. I've actually heard from people from here that are new listeners that wish they actually had those 90 days. So they could get familiar with what's going on, too. So it feels like it works, but also, I mean...
But those people already know who we are. They want to rehear it or something.
No.
So, just get a greater understanding.
I met one fan who just started listening to the show, heard about the 90-day rollout plan, and said he wishes he could have heard one of those stations so he could have got caught up with it. So, I mean, I feel like...
But we already hooked that guy without doing it, is my point.
True.
Well, yeah, but you want to hook as many people as possible.
Sure.
Well, I don't know if it works or not. Well, yes.
There's a lot of backstory. It's like turning on a movie halfway through it. Like some movies you could do that with. Like I believe our show is that movie.
That
you know?
You could tune in and just...
Yeah.
You'd be able to figure out... I know. So, see, sometimes I think these executives really overanalyze everything. And no one knows the show. They don't know you. They don't know they don't know anything about Jeffrey. Yeah, I know, but you figure it out in like 2 seconds. He poops his pants and loves airplanes and eats baby food. What?
It's not brain surgery. The guy crapped himself. We talk about it, you figure it out.
But on the flip side, I get what they're... I mean, I understand what they're getting at. I don't even disagree with what they're getting at. I'm just trying to figure out... I mean, I don't know why I'm having this discussion on the air. Jeez, you want to talk about people not knowing what the hell's going on? Listen to this conversation. makes half sense. But I don't know if that 90-day thing works or not. Anyhow, trying to go on a bunch of radio stations in the relatively near future. I don't know how long. 9 months or so. I think that's about the target. Take over the world. Take over the country. Take it all over.
Within 9 months or at the 9 month from here?
About 9 months.
That's when it's going to start.
Yeah. Who knows? You hear so much from these guys. I don't trust anything these dudes say. I've been around the block. I can remember working at a radio station, and they sold the station, and the new owners came in, and they went to a restaurant, you know, and they had an all-hands meeting. Everyone on staff and the new owners, oh, this is a great station, great talent working here. Oh, it's so fantastic. We can't wait to work with you. And someone asked, of course, the number one question, what, are you guys going to make any changes, flip the formats, do anything? No intention of that whatsoever. No. We plan as just chugging along. You guys keep doing what you're doing. You're fantastic. 2 weeks later, they flip the station to Spanish. I kid you not. Like that, and then, by the way, that's not something you come up with in 2 weeks. They just flat out lie right to you.
Well, they have to. I mean, you get it.
It's if they have to. If I were running that, I would say...
Really?
No, here's what I would say if I were asked. I think you have to be honest, because I don't even remember what company that was, but screw them. I don't trust those asswipes at all. And I would never work for those dicks again.
Okay.
I mean, it all worked out in the end for me, but... I just wouldn't trust. Would you ever trust anything someone like that told you?
No.
So you don't... Of course you don't go, yeah, we're firing all of you in 2 weeks. You don't say that. You say, look, it's a competitive environment. We're going to analyze the situation. And we're going to do what's best for the company. We want to maximize revenue. We want to put out a great product. That's what you say. You don't say, no changes. We're just going to keep chugging along, guys. You guys are doing great. The best group of people we've ever worked with. 2 weeks later, hola!
I had one company when I worked in New Orleans. The owner, the new company, swooped in and bought the radio station. He flew in on his private jet, took us out to dinner. It was me, the morning show host, the afternoon host, the program director. Took us. He spent like $500, $600, $700 on everything, drinks, whatever you guys want. Same thing happened. People got fired. They flip formats. Like, everything changes.
Of course. That's what these guys do. They don't care.
They don't. It's part of...
That's why I'm saying that. That's why I don't trust anything any of these...
It's part of this process.
Any of these guys ever tell you. Ever. Don't ever trust management.
I think that's not only with us.
No, I'm not just talking about... I'm talking about any job. Do not trust management. They don't have your best interests at heart.
It's nothing personal. No, it's business. You know what That's they do? What they'll
tell me whatever I want to hear because they go, oh, just Rover? Oh, yeah, just tell them whatever. Oh, yeah, keep them happy.
Shut them up.
Shut them up for the next 9 months, 12 months. Shut up.
Tell them.
Yeah. Well, that'll buy us another 12 months.
I'm going to put 9 months in my how many
You guys trust anything management ever tells you?
No. Because I've not at all. Been hearing lots of things for a while, so no.
Yeah, I never trust anything.
If anything happens, that's super awesome, but I never expect it.
Dan in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Rover, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, you guys were on in Dayton, you know, a while back, but then you went off, and now you're back on. But the only thing is, you know, there's no DJ, you know, for iHeart. You know, you got to, like, call into iHeart.
Yeah.
But they didn't tell us anything about what's going on. You know, iHeart needs to put out in these cities when you guys are, you know, doing the 90-day, that's what's going on.
I mean, did you listen to the station already? It's Alt 103.9 in Dayton runs the show now. So for the past 90 days, I think we started live Monday. Yeah, we started live Monday there. So for the past 90 days, the past 3 months, they've been doing this 90-day rollout. Now, do you happen to listen to the station during that 90-day period?
I work for the post office, so I'm on the app. You guys had me hooked when you were here before, and then it just went away. I talked to you several months ago. I'm the one that told you that Dayton didn't have you guys anymore, and you were like, "Really?" And so, yeah. It just we're very, very glad you guys are back on.
Well, thank you. Now spread the word, Dan, because we need all the help we can get. Otherwise, we'll be off in 2 months again. You know, I mean, these guys on, off, I don't get it. They put you on stations where you never work. Then the stations where you're number one, they take you off. They got it backwards. I don't get it. Oh, well. You know me. I'm just a
company guy.
I'm a company guy. That's right. Company man. Always looking out for trying to help the bottom line. You know me. Carlos, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Carlos.
Yo, what's going on, Rover?
Hey, man.
Hey, Peter.
Yo.
Hey, man. So I work for this company. Now, I don't want to say no name. And there was this one opportunity where I can go ahead and excel and, move up in the company, right? So what happened was that they actually gave the opportunity to somebody else who basically kiss ass to management.
Oh, of course.
Not the person who, came into this company knowing about the product, knowing how to do IT work and all this stuff. They gave it to the company kiss ass person who got a yes man award.
Yeah, well, that's what companies don't understand is that, I don't know, it's probably different than radio, but I'm not talking about radio. I'm talking about just companies in general. A lot of these guys are afraid of change, of people with new ideas. They want people. They want yes men, and the best companies don't have yes men. The best companies, they don't have dicks working for them. Like they don't have a whole army of people like me.
Yeah.
I mean, that company would crash and burn in 2 seconds because you'd have belligerent employees. But they have people that are not afraid to voice their opinion and say when the company is doing things wrong. And so if you just choose yes men all the time, you end up like Michael Jackson, who just surrounded himself with people that are like, oh, yes. Oh, whatever you want, Michael. Sure. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Why don't you sleep in the living room and we'll put whatever that drug was.
Propofol.
Yeah.
You want more of that?
Yeah. In order for you to sleep, we'll pump you full of propofol, which is what we give to people who are undergoing surgery. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds good idea, Michael.
Yeah.
Now, that's because you have a yes man surrounding you. If you had a real person, the best person, they would go, no, that's nuts. We're not doing that.
That's Michael Jackson.
But that's exactly.
It's hard to
say
no to him.
When it's a CEO of a company, you go, well, it's a CEO. Look at this guy. He's got millions of dollars. You want to please him. You want to be a yes man. And then companies, they look at this BlackBerry company. Do you remember how BlackBerry was massive? The phone
Everybody
company.
Had one.
Everyone had one. They had server backends that companies were using to integrate their email systems with mobile devices. They were on top of the world. Now you couldn't give away a BlackBerry. I mean, it's garbage. So they didn't have people. They probably didn't have people that were telling the CEO and everyone else, this is really dumb what we're about ready to do. Oh, no, we'll just Android, iPhone, oh, no, there's no threat there. So they didn't have people leading the ship and standing up for stuff. All right, thank you, Carlos. Get back to your job. They probably didn't promote you because you're just calling into a radio show all
but
day.
But thank you. We love you. One listener at a time.
I don't know what he did with IT, but I saw something bizarre. I don't know what the hell was going on. So I drive through my neighborhood yesterday. I think it was yesterday. And I left, and there was one or two Geek Squad vehicles. You know how Best Buy has the Geek Squad, and I've never used them, but I guess they'll come out if you buy TVs or computers. They'll set it up. I think it's good for old people, who can't figure out how to plug in the monitor on their computer. What's an HDMI cable? Anyhow, so there were two Geek Squad vehicles outside of this house. So I was gone for a while. I come back maybe an hour or two later. I kid you not. I would say there are probably 12 Geek Squad vehicles outside this house.
How 12?
How, what in the hell's happening in this house that they have 12 Geek Squad cars out there? 12? I didn't even know they have 12. I mean, do they have to pull those in from other stores? Is that the whole state of Geek Squatters?
I feel like you only need one geek.
Well, sometimes you need a whole squad, though, too.
Calling all cars. Emergency. I mean, what could you need? What could be at this house?
I don't... Are they building some sort of nuclear weapon in there, or what?
D&D tournament.
Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. They're all meeting up.
LAN party? Maybe Game of Thrones viewing party. Charlie and Snitz are all into that stuff.
Everybody in the world is.
It's a pretty popular show.
I'm telling you, 12 Geek Squad cars. I was just, as I drove by, I was trying to figure out, like, what's going on? Did someone move? This house might have, I don't know if it was just bought. I don't know. I didn't pay attention, but maybe someone just went in there and they go, I need a big screen TV in every room. And I don't know what the hell they're
doing.
Was
it a really big house?
Like it's like the same size as mine. 12 cars.
Would you just need a second car or a third car? Like the manager comes. He would fix any major problem.
Then I got to thinking, well, maybe it was just like a Geek Squad personal party, but I don't think Best Buy is just going to let you
take the car out.
Take
for
the Geek Squad car. No, that's official business right there. That's like you can't take a cop car out just cruising around picking up chicks on your day off. Geek Squad can't do that either.
I think it must have been like a complete overhaul. The guy said, like, bought 5 TVs or something. Maybe the guy just moved in and just said, I want this all redone. I want USB ports coming out of the walls and everything. I want it all hooked up today.
Or
an army, though. I've never seen anything like it.
It's a lot.
Who knew that they
even
had...
Even three cars at your house would be a tremendous amount of Geek Squad.
Oh, this was down... It was lined up down the street, across the street. It was
You're
in
not
the
exaggerating
driveway.
About a dozen cars.
No, 12. 12. 12 Geek Squad cars.
Or did they find something on the computer...
Child porn?
Go, hey, Bob, you got to come to this house and see it. No. He calls Terry. Terry, you got to come to this house and see it. Everybody has to come to see this crazy, whatever it is, video.
Or maybe they tasked the Geek Squad with figuring out how to shoot down those North Korean missiles. Maybe that's what they're working on from a secret bunker inside the house down the street from me.
That is an option. Cyber
Yeah, they
virus.
Look all official, you know, government agent-like. Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, yeah, that's actually my little brother's house. He just moved in there. He was getting the home theater and everything set up. He had a big theater system that was set up down in the basement that he needed to get done.
I'm not kidding you. There, if that's the house, there were 12 Geek Squad cars out there. What the? I mean, what kind of home theater is he putting
in? It's the one right on the corner. Well, he actually got. They just bought that house. They. He has a projector and stuff set up in the basement, and then everything had to get wired to a separate room.
Oh, you need 12 guys for that?
Down in the basement.
Who knows? It could even be 12, 2 Geek Squatters per car. Could have been 24 Geek Squatters there, for all we know. This is not an exaggeration, by the way.
I asked him. I drove past there when they were there. I was like, you really needed that many?
I'd never seen anything like it. I had to go over to this guy's house and watch a movie.
They needed some help because they were redoing all the wiring. I'd be like, yeah, go down there, stop to watch a movie, just help.
Yeah. I mean, this got to be some badass movie theater, probably virtual reality and, everything. It's like crazy. All right, Mike, thank you. I mean, what do you think his Geek Squad bill was?
A lot.
I've never used them. Do you pay per person? Or?
I don't know how it works. I've never used them either. I thought it was mostly like
old people. Yeah.
See, at Circuit City, where I used to work, they had Fire Dog, which was their Geek Squad.
Oh, okay.
But you would take your computer after you buy your laptop, and they would just clean it all up and take all the crap off of it and put all the antivirus software and everything that you need.
What a scam that these computer companies have that they sell you stuff, and then you have to pay someone else to take all the crap off that they put on the thing.
And they almost make it mandatory. They're like, you don't want to take this thing out of the box. It's not. You're in so much trouble if you take this thing out of the box by yourself.
I hate that with computers. When you buy a laptop and it's just filled with garbage, just junk. Long Hair, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Long Hair.
Morning, Rover. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, same old stuff, different day.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the thing you were talking about when the company came in 2 weeks and then they lied to you and changed formats.
Yeah.
I've been trying to figure out why is it that I have to give them a 2 weeks notice, but I've never had a company ever come tell me, hey, in 2 weeks, we're going to fire you.
That's true.
I'm supposed to give a notice, but they don't give me no notice. As a matter of fact, you walk in, they say, hey, by the way, you're fired, so have a great life.
Yeah, in my case, though, the thing that they actually gave me a severance, which I'd never had before. They fired me, and then they go, here is... I forget how much money it was, but it was like 6 months' salary or something.
Oh, whoa,
like
really?
That. Yeah.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe it. I'm like 24. I go, really?
Six months? I don't have to work?
Yeah. Like,
is this a big check, a one-time check?
No, I didn't make that much. Well, yeah, sure, they gave it to you in one check, but I think I made like $25,000 a year or something. So, or no, maybe I guess I made
was
a
like
little
30,
bit more than
you got 30. You had to pay off all your
debt.
Yeah,
you said you got like a $25,000 check.
Because weren't you in debt that much? You know, like it was the perfect way to get out of debt. Yeah. Otherwise, you never would have got out of it.
Yeah, but I wasn't making $60,000 a year. So if I got 50%, if I got 6 months, maybe they gave me a year. I don't remember what they gave me. But yeah, it was probably about 20 grand or something that they gave me. And I was a dumbass. I was like 30 grand in debt from credit cards when I was 18. I just started, speaking of home theaters, I was just buying all sorts of stuff. Big screen TVs, surround sound systems. And then you get in and you start at like $5,000 debt and you're like, oh man, how am I ever going to pay? I have a minimum wage job. How am I ever going to pay this off? But then something comes out and it's like $100. You go, oh.
What's 100?
What's 100? I'm already 5 grand in the hole. What's another 100 or two?
Right.
And then that just keeps going. I ended up 30 grand in debt.
Oh my God.
And so they gave me like a $20,000 check. And I just took that check and I just paid my credit card bill. I think I still had 8 or 10 grand left that I owed, but I just took that 20 grand. I had nothing to live off of. I had to move in with a friend and sleep on his floor because I literally spent every cent of that. I go, I'm never going to get out of debt if I don't. I knew if I started spending that, you know, that's going to dwindle away real quick. Chris in Toledo, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chris.
Yo.
Yo.
There's a standoff on I-75. Apparently there's hostages and the whole highway's shut down, north and south. Shooters, they got tactics and everybody out there.
What city?
Toledo. And I think it's considered Monroe or Erie.
Monroe.
Is it Monroe? Okay. But it's just shut down. There's tactical, everything's down there.
So it's on the east side?
Yeah,
or
I'm looking at this. No, Michigan. Michigan police involved in standoff. Michigan State Police. It's a standoff on I-75. And here's a quick news clip. They just gave some more info about this here. They update the situation.
Well, right now we're in negotiations with the suspect on 75. His vehicle is disabled southbound, just south of our Gainier Road overpass. We're trying to work on a peaceful resolution at this point, and our emergency support team is on standby as well.
So we know that this started in Oakland County. What can you say about what started it?
Sure. Well, the whole incident started in Oakland County near Pontiac. Oakland County deputies were dispatched to do a welfare check on the subject after he had made some suicidal comments. At that time, they end up locating his vehicle. They tried to initiate a traffic stop, and he failed to stop at that time. And a pursuit was initiated on 75, which carried them southbound until Gibraltar Road when our MSP units got involved. They pursued the suspect on 75 from Wayne County into Monroe County. Stop sticks were deployed, and the vehicle was disabled right around the 7 mile marker.
And he said,
can you tell us about initially what got police in Oakland County to start to pursue the suspect for our viewers? What exactly initiated all of this?
Sure. Well, the issue with the suicidal threats, like I stated, was communicated through a 911 call.
I just explained that. You just asked the same question. He told you. All right. That's what's going on. So steer clear of that.
Apparently he was on Facebook Live before, too.
Oh, yeah? What was he posting?
How he's going to kill the cops and stuff. I'm trying to find it. I need a name, though.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Jeffrey gets mad because his wife thinks of other men during sex.
I choked my wife out just for cheating on me.
Well, Jeffrey, it's hard not to think about them when they're pounding her out.
Whatever.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we'll tell you what's coming up in The Aftermath on RMG Plus in just a moment. Zach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Zach.
Rover, what's happening, hey, man. How are you?
Yo, what's up, bud?
Hey, real quick, I know that guy who's in the standoff in Pontiac. I went to high school with him. He was a weirdo back when I went to high school with him. A lot of the people were ticking him in high school, and I always tried to stick up for him, but he was like a loner kid, like an emo dude who really wouldn't speak with anybody. But the thing that me and him bonded on and related on, and I started to become friendly with him, was we like to kiss each other in the bathroom stalls a lot.
Right.
And afterwards, it turned into, like, worked out, man.
All right. Sounds cool. Good, Zach. Yeah, it's
my bad.
It
really cheered him up a lot, man.
That's cool.
He's getting through the hair.
Like, he thinks he's like, really, all right.
My investigative work was subpar.
Right past Nads.
Yeah. I mean, what a... I don't know why a guy... All right, whatever. So stupid.
But maybe he's telling the truth.
Like, he was like, "Oh, I'm really gonna. This will be great." Okay,
that's
whatever.
True. We don't know that wasn't true.
Yeah, sounds, who are we to judge?
Sounds
raunchiest show on syndication.
That's right. Let me see here. What do you guys have coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus?
Is Doogie trying to ruin the show by making it vanilla? We'll recap the hookup. And is Charlie a total dick for being really great at airplane trivia and other things? Basically everything. All that and more coming up on The Aftermath.
All right. That is available to you if you're an RMG Plus subscriber. The only way to sign up for RMG Plus is at roverradio.com. Then you can watch or listen there on the website or with the Rover Radio app or the Apple TV app. And they will get started in about 10 minutes. Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I will give you a pair of tickets to see Rise Against with Pierce the Veil and White Lung Friday, September 29th at Jacobs Pavilion at Nautica. The tickets go on sale, or they're on sale now, rather, at LiveNation.com. And today's Thursday, so it's the most interesting Thursday in Rochester. Join Zach at Monte Alban, 2160 Penfield Road in Penfield. They'll have concert tickets, free drinks, gift cards, and more to give away. That's 7 to 9 p.m. every Thursday night. And tonight, 7 to 9 p.m., $3 16-ounce Dos Equis, $3 margaritas, and 3 tacos for $3. Head on over there if you are in Rochester.
And Rover, this Saturday, I'm going to be at the Metro PCS, August 12th. Saturday, August 12th, Metro PCS in Elyria. It's 641 South Abbey Road. It's going to be me there, 1-3, with Stipe, the UFC heavyweight champion.
Oh. What's his last name?
Miosic.
What?
Miosic.
Exactly. What?
How do you guys say it?
It's, isn't it
Miocic.
Miocic?
Yes.
Oh.
Or at least Chick, Miocic.
You guys
think it's Chick.
That's what I said, Miocic.
Miocic.
You guys look like twins out there.
Yeah, I know. So come on out. We're going to have a bunch
of... Yeah, the Arnold and Danny DeVito twins.
We're going to have backpacks filled with school supplies, like free school supplies you can win. So Metro PCS, August 12th, 1-3, South Abbey, Elyria.
All right. Have a great day. We will be back live tomorrow morning. The Aftermath starts in 8 minutes. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.